Wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth, once again, we're welcoming you to Radio Biafra Live transmission all the way from Africa and round the whole world on this very day, the 6th day of April in the year of our Lord 2014, the fourth month following the expiration of the Zoological Republic. We must say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially to those brave Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world. That is how we acknowledge our listeners on this very planet. Some of you may have been to church today to pray. Some of you may have been, I don't know what you would do. Some prayed in their homes. Others went to Yoruba churches. And to those people, we say that the curse you're bringing upon the heads of our people is too much to bear, as we are going to reveal in our news presentation today. Therefore, wherever you are, we are welcoming you. If you have joined us via the free Radio Biafra app on Android and iTunes, if you have joined us via www.radiobiafra.co, if you have joined us via www.peopleofbiafra.org, if you have joined us via the indigenous people of Biafra.org, if you have come to us via Biafra Television.co, however you are reaching us, especially those of you in Africa and Europe listening to Radio Biafra Live transmission on satellite, we welcome each and every one of you. And as always, we endeavor to remind you of your civic responsibility. We ask you to do the same thing that some of you may have experienced personally. We ask you to make it a duty to inform at least 10 people to tell them that you're listening to Radio Biafra. You can do so using your BlackBerry device. You can do so using WhatsApp. You can inbox people. You can put it on your timeline on Facebook. You can send text messages. You can also email people, or you can telephone them. However you prefer, whichever means you choose to deploy, what we are asking you to do is to try as much as possible to inform those around you that Radio Biafra live transmission is on, and that they should try and do everything humanly possible to join us. When our lines open, you shall call us on +44 78 31 308 376. I repeat, +44 78 31 308 376. That is our normal Radio Biafra studio line in London, but we are using it here this time around only on Viber. We are asking you to call us on Viber. If for any reason we miss your call, please try and be a little bit patient. We are going to call you back. And when we call you back, we expect you to pick up, please. And once you do so, you will turn your listening device down. Once you do so, you will be able to listen to us, and also the whole world will be able to listen to you as well, because wherever you are on this planet, regardless of the country that you're in, when you speak in one country, your voice will be heard in another. Regardless of your geographical location, regardless of the time zone that you're in, anything that you're doing, once you hear your voice mentioned on Radio Biafra, please ensure that you turn your system down. Once we take your call, ensure you turn your system down, move away from where you are, and be able to speak to us to avoid any undue interference. We must continue to remind each and every coordinator and zonal coordinator, we continue to remind every continental representative that the 30th of May is not reverberating the way we would like it to. The 30th of May, the sound it is generating is not nearly enough to ensure that there will be the maximum turnout possible across the entire 24 time zones of the world come the 30th of May of this year, which is only a few weeks away. Only next month, we are going out to honor those that died that we may live. We are going out to make sure we do justice to the memory of those that sacrificed their lives, the memory of those who were unjustly killed, the memory of those who we are slaughtered and mowed down in pursuit of this very noble cause. We are going out to remember all of them. Therefore, every continental representative, every national coordinator, every zonal coordinator, and all other sub-officers of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, it is incumbent upon each and every one of you to ensure that this very message, this very rally we are going to embark on come the 30th of next month, is widespread, that the information is everywhere. You will go to congregations, you will go to places of worship, you will go and meet our people, and you will try and tell them. You will print flyers, you will print leaflets, you will go out and leaflet these people. You will go out and distribute flyers to inform them that the 30th of May is very, very pivotal. It is very, very critical and very, very important in our march towards our inevitable liberation. Therefore, regardless of where you are, regardless of what you're doing, this is Radio Biafra. You must help other people also get through to us the same way that you have gotten through to us. We are here to do one thing, and one thing alone, is to seek the unadulterated restoration of the complete and full sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. We are not here to discuss or talk about any other issue. Anything we discuss, any topic we delve into, is designed to make sure that our path towards the free Biafran state that we are all pursuing is very smooth. We are a one-issue radio station. We only discuss one topic and one topic alone, and that is Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. Without Biafra, we are nothing. Without Biafra, we are destitute. That is why this very noble platform was set up by a few individuals and now being sustained by the family of Biafrans all over the world, to ensure that we lend credence, to ensure that we propagate, to ensure that the voiceless will have a voice, that the hopeless will have some measure of hope, that those who are being rendered destitute by virtue of their accidental implication of finding themselves in the contraption called the Zoological Republic, those who are being bombed by Boko Haram, those who are being slaughtered by Fulani cattle herders, those who are unable to have decent education, those with no hope of employment, those that have not seen electricity since they were born, those that have not seen a running train since they were born, those who do not know what pipe-borne water looks like, those who cannot afford to feed themselves, on this very platform they find a voice. On this very stage, we project their aspirations and their wishes to the entirety of humanity, that their cries may be heard all across the world. We are not just on the internet, we are also on satellite, and very, very soon, by the special grace of Chukwu Abiama, we know so for certain, we shall also be presenting Radio Biafra on transistor radios. Our march is relentless, and as long as we are here, as long as I exist, as long as I breathe, as long as the editorial board of Radio Biafra is there, as long as the executive council of the indigenous people of Biafra is there, We are going to pursue and get Biafra in truth and honesty in our own lifetime. That is why we are here. There is no other reason why we exist. There is no other reason why Chukwu Abiam determined that we should come and not man. That is why we remain incorruptible in our approach. That is why we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow. That is why everything we do is geared towards the relentless pursuit of our freedom. That is why everything we do ensures that there will be no prevarication. We do not hope to retreat nor surrender. Everything we do here has Biafra at the heart of it. Without Biafra, we are nothing. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I do not tire welcoming you. I must once again remind you that our platforms for communication, if you wish to participate in the live interactive session later on, is +447831308376. I repeat, +447831308376. And also, mind you, that is on Viber. You can reach us on Viber. Also, our Skype line is open, Radio Biafra, which is for our listeners, and also the dedicated line for officers serving Biafra. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. And as I said previously, once we pick your call, please endeavor to turn your system down, as I shall await Barrister Emam Mezu to join me at some point. Once again, we welcome you wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra on this very day, the 6th day of April in the year of our Lord 2014. We are bringing you live transmission all the way from Africa. We are still testing our equipment to ensure that it can handle the full breadth of our broadcasting, because we shall be broadcasting from here come the 30th of May of this very year, and this is Radio Biafra. I will not hesitate. I will go further to state very categorically, please, that the 30th of May is very, very pivotal. If at all we are serious about restoring Biafra, if we are serious about our freedom, if we are serious about extricating ourselves from that very satanic creation called Nigeria, a country put together by one man and one man alone, it was not the work of God. There was no way Chukwu Abiam participated in the creation of the zoo. That was the work of men, and we have seen where it has landed us today: death and even more death on a daily basis. People are dying left, right, and center. Children are being snatched away from their parents. Girls are selling their babies to be able to feed. All manner of evil is being visited upon our people. Our land has been desecrated, and it is our duty to restore it. It is our duty to ensure that our land, that very holy and sceptered land, the land containing all the people that make up Biafra, the Igbo people, the Efik, the Bibio people, the Shekiris, the Robos, those of them from Ejo, those of them from Idoma, if they want to be part of this very great family, and those of them we understand from Igala, should they wish to be part of it. We do not want to recreate the same nonsense called Nigeria. We want people that we have blood ties with. We want those who are related to us, those who are affiliated to us by virtue of the same ancestral lineage. And that is why we say that this is a very big family, that this Biafran family is arguably the largest in the present contraption they call the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. And that is why we are here, to ensure that we go back to where we come from, to worship Chukwu Abiam in truth and honesty, the same way we were before they came. Because every blessed day we pray to Chukwu Abiam, we say to him, please, whatever our sins may have been, regardless of what we may have done, regardless of our transgressions, we are laying them bare, not just before you, but before the whole world, that our conscience may be purged. That is why we state all the time that all the abominations of the past, the Osu caste system, the selling of people into slavery, the selling of free men and women into slavery, the form of human sacrifice that took place at Arochukwu, and also the issue of Ohu, the issue of Osun, all these things have been consigned to the dustbin of history. We are building a new nation. We are building a new country, arguably the most civilized that mankind would ever experience. That is why we do not need any of those baggage. That is why we have knelt down to ask God for forgiveness. And indeed, he has forgiven us. And this is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. We shall go forward to present our news headlines today and accompanying news summary before we open our lines to take your calls. We are reporting today. This is amazing. The breakup prediction of the zoo 2015. Breakup prediction: Nigeria will shock Western world, according to the Christian Association of the Zoological Republic. Those of them that say that they are Christians, they have said something, because for us, Biafra is our religion. They are telling us that Nigeria will shock the Western world. We will go on to bring that news in detail later on, after we must have finished presenting our news headlines. We are also reporting that Nigerian youths are at the least happy in the world, according to a study. Nigerian youths are the least happy in the world. Surprise, surprise. We are also bringing to your attention that Igbos will have to wait until 2027. By that time, some of you will be dead. You have to wait till 2027 if at all you want to be the president of the Zoological Republic. That is what they're telling us. We don't have that time to wait or to waste. As a matter of fact, they're telling us if you belong to the zoo, there will be no Igbo president until the year 2027. And also, somebody is telling us in the shape and in the person of the vice president of the zoo, Namadi Sambo, that Nigeria remains indivisible, according to him. We shall find out. The Islamic Party of the zoo, APC, they are fielding Buhari Tinubu ticket as Christian leaders within the Islamic Party is threatening. They are now threatening to quit that very place. They are threatening to quit the APC, the Boko Haram Islamic Party. We are also reporting on the insurgency. Somebody is asking a question: should Christians defend themselves against terrorism? Against Islamic terrorism, should Christians defend themselves against Islamic terrorism? We shall be looking into that. Dr. Ogbomudia is saying that the North must negotiate with Jonathan or lose out. Ogbomudia is saying that the North must negotiate with Jonathan or lose out. That is the type of democracy they practice in the zoo. A democracy where people handle and arrange democratic outcomes. Electoral outcomes are determined by arrangements, not by the people that cast votes for one individual or the other. Northern governments kick against emergency rule extension. The governors affected by the rampaging insurgency of Hausa Fulani people are kicking against the extension of the emergency rule. United States of America condemns the zoo called Nigeria. U.S. government slams Nigeria. They are saying that corruption is extremely high in the country, according to the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State. We shall be going into that later. And we are also reporting very sadly that the suicide plague in Nsukka is continuing. Young people are beginning to take their lives. As we warned you earlier, the sooner Biafra comes, the better for everybody. Without Biafra, more abominable things will be happening. Today we are presenting the case of an 8-year-old that hung herself, that took her own life, and now this very plague has caught on. People are beginning to kill themselves. Young people with hopelessness staring them in the face. It is called Arere, where we come from. They are now taking their own lives. They are beginning to kill themselves because there is nothing to live for. That is why everybody must hurry up to ensure that Biafra comes as quickly as possible, because even our younger ones are taking their own lives. Those are our headlines. Before I go on to bring you the news in detail, I must go to the barrister himself to ask Barrister Mamezu to please acknowledge the presence of the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world listening to Radio Biafra this moment. Please. Barrister, can you hear me?
Director, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Director, good evening, tuning in, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We are, of course, every day we bring news. And, of course, what Director is saying is a bit disturbing. But that's why we come to you to bring you the news, what is happening in the zoo. That we are even in more trouble than we ever thought. But I wait until Director finishes the news, then we can analyze. Wherever you are, please get your pen and paper, put it aside, and don't forget to turn your listening devices off when you hear your name so that we can have a meaningful conversation. Director, I'm somewhere. That is why I'm back to you late. But I hope I'll be able to stay with you. And until the news finishes, then I'll come in to say one or two things. No, but I'm with you for now, Director, and I'll remain with you.
Thank you very much.
Good evening.
Thank you very much. Good evening. That was Barrister Mamezu. We are proceeding to now bring you the news in greater detail. We are reporting this evening that the 2015 breakup, which is next year, the zoo must come to an end. That is why we are here, to ensure that the zoo finishes by next year. We will deploy everything at our arsenal. Everything possible will be thrown into making sure that the disintegration of the Zoological Republic is complete by next year. We love Americans, our friends in the United States. We don't want to let them down. We can't afford to let them down. Those that call themselves Biafrans and are proud to be identified as Biafrans, now is the time to rise to your level. Now is the time to raise your game. Now is the time for us to work even extra hard, harder than before, to ensure that the zoo comes to an end next year, that we may make through what the American intelligence services have known for very many years, that the zoo is a fraud, that Nigeria is a haven for criminality, that anybody referring to him or herself as a Nigerian is a born rogue. That is why we are here, to seek the destruction of that very devilish entity. Somebody is telling us that Nigeria will then shock the Western world. According to these people, they call themselves the CAN leaders, Christian Association of Nigeria. They were not there when Christianity was formed. They knew nothing about it. Somebody told them about Christianity and they are running with it. Let us see what they have to say. They asked somebody, what is your opinion on the national conference? Does the Christian body have any agenda to promote? I will not tell you what the agenda of the Christian body is until it is made public in the conference. As I have always said, I wish they can give me the name of this very person. I don't have his name. I wish I can have his name, of the CAN leader. This is Christian Association of Nigeria. Those that have done nothing, as their own congregation and flock, so to speak, are being slaughtered by Muslims. Muslims are getting help from Islamic countries. Christians are being killed, and Christian countries are not doing anything about it. They send out these people with their private jets. Who will blame them? I must continue. This is according to a Christian Association of Nigeria leader, CAN leader. I will not tell you what the agenda of the Christian body is until it is made public in the conference. As I have always said, we need to pray. Here we go again. Prayer, 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 prayer. And people are selling their babies to feed. Babies are being snatched from the backs of their mothers. The primary schools now have security guard, unheard of before, to stop ritualists and kidnappers from taking our children when they go to school. And all they can do is to tell you to pray, 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 pray. Mad lunatics, mad people with their private jets and very privileged lifestyles, and yet our people cannot see because they are blind. They are stupid. They cannot reason. They follow these men blindly like fools. Keep praying while Boko Haram will keep killing you. We must continue. They are asking you to pray. Even more prayer will solve your problem. Some people will say, this is according to the leader, some people will say, but things are still rough with all the prayers. But I tell you, Nigeria cannot survive without prayers. Even for 1 week, prayer is the glue that gums Nigeria together. If you remove that glue, Nigeria will break into pieces. Let us put aside tribal and religious sentiments. Nigeria has long awaited this conference, so I advise that those who have not been chosen to attend the conference should take away any malice or sentiment and even pray more for his success. They asked him, You just spoke about the tribal and religious sentiments, but these diversities are recognized in the selection of the delegates, and each of them has his agenda. Don't you think this could have a negative effect on the conference? And this is the answer of the CAN leader, Christian Association of Nigeria Leader, at the conference. Nigeria is the United States of Africa, which is a direct insult to U.S. people, a direct assault on the sensibilities of the people of the USA. But we must continue. He's an African man. He's a black monkey. He doesn't know anything. So you don't blame him, please. Don't blame this monkey in a cassock. Don't blame him at all. He doesn't understand comparing the great United States of America to a zoo, to a place where they groom animals to eat. We must continue. That is why, this is this same idiot speaking, that is why our diversities and language, heterogeneity, this is the type of English they speak there, have not, all these years, disintegrated us. Like pieces of cloth in tailoring are able to allow themselves to be sewn together to form a beautiful dress, we should absorb and accommodate one another. That way we will overcome. For instance, when the matter of gay was being deliberated, the way we joined forces despite our diversities helped us to conquer and outlaw it. On this national conference, I want to say that Nigeria is looking for solution and will get it with prayers. If you don't have employment, prayer. If your lecturer is harassing you at school, prayer. If you don't have food to eat, prayer. If there is no bus to convey you to where you're going, no means of transportation, you pray. If you close your eyes, you'll be dead the next day. If you don't have any way to feed your children, you pray. If they kidnap your baby to sell, you pray. If they kidnap or rape your mother, you pray. If Hausa Fulani people are killing you, you pray. If Boko Haram is bombing you, you pray. Do you see how African people have bastardized reason and understanding? If anything happens to you, just pray. The same idiot saying this thing went to Abuja on an aeroplane built and manufactured by white people. He is wearing cloth tailored by white people. Everything he is doing is coming from the land of people who do not pray, but they do something. Everything he's using is half made in China. But in China, they are not Christians. They don't pray every 2 minutes, but they manufacture goods and services. You can see that these useless people consume. These useless leaders calling themselves Christian leaders consume. Not prayer. How many times do they pray in China? How many times do they pray in the USA? How many times do they pray in South Korea that gives you Samsung? How many times do they pray in France that gave you Peugeot cars? How many times do they pray in England that gave you the aerospace, the engine of the aircraft that you're flying, your private jet? How many times do they pray in a day? When there is unemployment where you are, I'm talking to those living in Europe, in Asia, and in America. Do Obama come out and say to those in America, let us go and pray. It's prayer that will solve the problem. You develop economic policies to solve economic problems. Black people, African black people, please. You develop policies to solve societal problems, not prayer. Not prayer. That is modern day superstition. The same superstitious mumbo jumbo we had in the past has found its way back into the Bible, into the new interpretations of Christian doctrine. Pray, 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 left, right, and center. The more you pray, the worse things become. The more your daughters become prostitutes. The more your men become essentially those that patronize prostitutes. The more your mothers are raped, the more your children can't go to school, the more people are kidnapped for ritual purposes, yet you are praying. But the container you imported from China is coming from a country that does not pray the same way you do. Yet they can make something. Yet they are blessed. But you claiming that you are praying morning, noon, and night, prayer, 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 you have nothing. But because you're an African, you cannot see that you have nothing. you are a black person, you cannot see that you have nothing. Your stupidity is so staggering, it is untrue. The stupidity of an average black African is so mind-boggling that it is unbelievable. Unbelievable. If you have problem, you pray. If you have miscarriage, you pray. Everything, you pray. If you get Sirocha Sokorocha, pray. Or if you get to Wazurike, oh, please pray that they can leave you. So when you land your container in Onitsha, they will not take 20,000 from you, those defending you. If it's one of your sons at Ezu River killed by Peter Obi, go and pray. Don't take Peter Obi to court. Go and pray. Go on, killed us, and we are still praying. Haruna killed us. We are still praying. It is that same prayer that led us to allow Omar Sanda Wachuku to go and representing us, to go and represent after killing us. You kill us, you go and represent in the Igbo. You kill Igbo people, you go and represent them. Because you are praying. Our people, you are not praying. You are dabbling in stupidity. It's not prayer. You are being very, very foolish. You're not praying. What can you make? What can you manufacture? What do you have in you to offer as goods and services to other people? Nothing. Only crude oil. Pray. I wish that I don't want to speak against the Holy Spirit. That is what they want to do, so that I will not see Biafra. They are mistaken. That is the news we are presenting today. It's not finished. We must read it out. There's many of them. There is no day that you get good news from the zoo. It's either somebody has stolen money, and they will tell you they are being blessed. They've been blessed. The bishop there is blessed. He's blessed. He has an entourage. Every year, every week, you go to the bishop's house and give the bishop something to eat, whereas you are starving. Radio Biafra is looking for funding to go and confront Boko Haram head on. But you go to church, you give them tithe, you give offering, you give them everything in the church. And when you die, do you know what happens? The church will submit their own list. You still pay, even in death, for them to come and bury you. What have they done for you? Have you heard of any church somewhere building a house for anybody, for homeless people? Whereas in England, where we are, I worked for Paddington Churches Housing Association, part of Genesis, one of the biggest housing corporations you have in the whole of England. If not the United Kingdom. Do you know who built houses for people? Paddington Churches Housing Association, PCHA. Is there anywhere people know any church providing housing, subsidized housing for people, ordinary working people? The answer is no. All your life you give tithe. All your life you give offering. Where is your reward? Of course, they will tell you somewhere in heaven. Isn't it? But their own reward is here. Why can't Adetiloye? Why don't you wait when you go to heaven? You buy aircraft in heaven. Why don't you wait when you go to heaven? You buy private jet. Why don't you wait? And you wear Rolex wristwatches. Why don't you wait for heaven to come for you to do that? Did John the Baptist clothe himself in anything even remotely resembling what people were wearing in his time? The answer is no. But he preached the gospel of God. Our people must learn. This is radio. We are here to educate you, of course. Do you think we don't speak the truth here? We speak the truth regardless of who is affected. We don't give a damn who is affected. As long as the truth is spoken, that's what drives us, not nonsense. We speak it here without fear. We are without fear before our enemies. Before our enemies, we are without fear. I took an oath to speak the truth always, even if it leads to my death. I will not flinch from it. I shall do so. When you are being led astray, when you are being made to look like a complete fool, we are here to inform you. Your so-called bishop, your so-called archbishop, stealing every blessed day. Today is Sunday. You have gone to some useless churches and emptied your pockets, whereas Biafrans are looking for money to buy weapons to go and defend you. No wonder Boko Haram are killing you like insects all the time, all over the place, and nobody's asking after you. Have your bishop asked after you? Your bishop extraordinaire in Rome, or the one in Canterbury, or the one anywhere in the USA, are they asking after you? Are they remembering you? But Boko Haram is getting chemical weapons from Iran. Islamic countries are supporting Islamic fighters. What are Christian countries doing? Why are they not supporting you? Because they look at you as a complete idiot who don't know anything. You are a fool. Go and pray. Prayer solves this. Prayer solves that. Go and pray. Kneel and pray. You kneel down and you die there. Out of stupidity and lack of common sense. This is Radio Biafra. The truth must be preached on this very platform. We are here to do so. We don't want a Biafra full of idiots. If you have economic crisis in the country, you say, oh, go and pray. Instead of you to go and look at the factors of demand and supply, see how you can correct a problem, you go and pray. When you have aircraft in the zoo, you go and pray. Instead of you to go and fix your aircraft and go and buy new ones, you say, the prayer will solve it. Where did you get that hopeless, stupidity, foolish brain from? Black people. They make me sick. Very sick. Nigerian youths have been ranked the least happy in the world. They are the saddest in the world, and rightfully so. In the first ever Youth Well-being Index released on Friday by the International Youth Foundation and the Center for Strategic and International Studies. According to IYF and CSIS, which is this group conducting this study, the Youth Well-being Index is aimed at promoting increased attention to and consultation with and investment in young people as catalysts for development, prosperity, and security. Say that to Obasanjo. He's been in power for nearly 80 years. Where are the youth? Is there anybody at the national conference who is, say, 45 and below? If not, let's say for the carpenter, the Yoruba carpenter, that why is Gani Adams at the conference? Because he killed a lot of people using OPC. You see, if you want to go to conference, kill some people. He's the only one who appears to be young there. The rest are geriatrics on Zima frames. Those who are closer to their graves than to any meaningful idea that can come from their brain, sleeping themselves to death. They are the ones who are there. This is a youth index telling you that children of the zoo, children born to the animals of the zoo, they are the least happy in the world. They are not happy. And why should they be? Have you been bitten by mosquito and heat before? At the same time, you don't know if you're to open the window to get some fresh air to be able to survive and cope with the mosquito that comes with it. Do you know what it means to sleep in heat with mosquito buzzing away? People don't know that. Go and try it. If you live in Lagos, you will know. The dirtiest place in Africa. If you live there, you will know. You will know. They say the kids are unhappy, and rightfully so. That is why we need them to go and rebel. That is why it is up to them to go and usher in this new revolution. Let everybody revolt in their area. Yorubas are cowards, they will not do anything. Let everybody revolt in your area. Overthrow the corrupt rulership of these very few individuals steeped in criminality. Using the Nigerian police that is supposed to be protecting you to be killing you. Using the Nigerian army meant to defend the country to be killing civilians. And they are telling me that everything is normal with them. What arrant nonsense is that? Yeah, of course, they won't be happy. We are reporting today that Igbos will have to wait until 2027 if Jonathan is re-elected. The All Progressives Congress on Saturday, called on Ndigbo to join the party, saying a Nigerian president of Igbo extraction would remain an illusion under the ruling People's Democratic Party. Spokesman of APC in the Southeast, Osito Okechukwu, stated this after he voted at the World Congress of the Party in Central School, Eke, in Enugu State. He advised people of the region to join the progressive train to fix Nigeria and save the country from disintegration under the PDP-led federal government. APC will save the country. And who are the APC people planning, as we shall report later on, to field as the presidential candidate? A former president in Buhari. And a current criminal in Tinubu. So these are the people that will fix the country. Why didn't they fix the country before? How about the money that Buhari made from Petroleum Trust Fund, PTF? Where is the money? These are the people that will save the country. In the previous news, we are reporting about consulting youths and involving them. Look at David Cameron, the UK Prime Minister. You look at the UK opposition leader, Ed Miliband. How old are they? Obama, how old is Obama? Look at Obama, look at David Cameron, look at the people who are at the conference. Then you will know why, indeed, black people are called monkeys by white people. Go and look at it, you see the difference. We must continue. Here, APC is telling us that they will fix the Nigeria's problem. Some idiots will buy it, you know. Some people who can't think properly, they will buy it. They will. Vice President Amadi Sambo has declared that those clamoring for Nigeria's breakup will be put to shame. This is the vice presidential person or vice president of the zoo. He is the second animal in charge of the zoo. The president is a zoologist. Himself is a zookeeper. That those of us clamoring for the breakup of only Radio Biafra, of course, and the indigenous people of Biafra are clamoring for the breakup of the zoo. Who else is clamoring for the breakup of the zoo? Let us be a bit more analytical. Is it Yoruba people? OPC is at the Congress, is at the confab, as they call it. Is it Hausa people? Hausa and Fulani want to make you Islam inside Nigeria. Who else is there? Nobody. It's only us. The other ones are using the name of Biafra to go and get one or two P to be able to feed, to become landlord, to become the proprietors of hoteliers, from freedom fighting to a hotelier, from freedom fighting to an estate developer. We are the only people, you see, clamoring for an independent Biafran state outside the nonsense they call Nigeria. We are the only people. Who else is there? It's only us. So that is us that the vice president is talking about. The vice president of the zoo. He made this known on Saturday in Yenagoa, Bayelsa State, during the traditional wedding of the president's foster daughter, Faith Sakwe. Sambo, who chaired the occasion, said he and Jonathan, "We are committed to the unity of Nigeria." The vice president said he was greatly honored to be part of the ceremony, asserting that the event was divinely ordained by God. The vice president stated thus, "Our partnership in transparent and focused government has been our strength. President Jonathan and I are committed to the unity, indivisibility and total transformation of the socio-economic status of Nigeria and Nigerians. We have been encouraged by the support and cooperation of our people who have been patient with us in nation building." And did you hear what the man said? Himself and Jonathan are committed to the indivisibility of the zoo. Isn't it very strange? I am quite astonished by how black African people reason. A white man will come and build something and you defend it with your life. Isn't it? Isn't it very funny? But you cannot go to a white man's place and build anything. The moment you're leaving, they are using broom to sweep you away from the place. If you're very lucky, they'll even deport you. Isn't it very strange that somebody can come from Scotland, you see, and come to a part of West Africa and say, you, from today, your name is Nigeria. And everybody's jumping up and down. And people are telling me that somehow the people that inhabit this space, that they are human beings. And I'm saying, no, they are not human beings. Because if they are human beings, there is no way you would allow somebody to come in and give you a name. Isn't it very funny? How some people will die for what a white man brought to them in the shape of religion. They will die for it. They will not die for what Okeke will give them. They will not die for what Okafor will give them. They will not go to war for what Chinenye will give them. Or Chinasa. Or Oluomachi. No. Because they are not white. You see, the worst mistake that the Messiah can make when he's coming is to come as a black person. Because I can tell the Messiah now that black people in Africa will not follow you. You have to come as a white man. Or else, Africans will prefer to go to hell than to follow a black Messiah. People don't know this, do they? That is called inferiority complex. That is why you are poor. That is why you are in another man's land. That is why every morning, pray, yet God is not answering you. Are you not stupid? Is God answering your prayer? That says, no, of course he's not. You think that when they give you promotion because you're the best, you're the most hardworking security guard, you think it's because of the prayer that your pastor did for you? No, it's because you've been standing outside on the cold for 12 hours. They have pity on you. That's why they promoted you, not because of a Yoruba pastor somewhere talking rubbish. Sambo have said it, that the Nigeria to them is indivisible. Prominent Christians in the country's biggest opposition party, APC, the Hausa Fulani Islamic Boko Haram Party, are threatening to quit the party over alleged plan to field a Muslim presidential ticket. There has been speculation in recent times that power brokers in the party have concluded plans to present a Muslim ticket for the 2015 presidential election. But Sunday Punch gathered that some leaders of the party who are Christians are insisting that the party should present a Muslim Christian ticket through a primary election, or they will leave the party. This is democracy. You know, when you give Africans something to do, they don't quite understand, they mess it up. Democracy is supposed to be, you vote for somebody you think best represents your aspirations. Whoever gets the highest vote wins. But no, not in the zoo. To see that Muslim Christian or Christian Muslim or Christian Christian or Muslim. Amazing, isn't it? This is the APC party that will bring us relief. They are the ones talking about Muslim tickets. They will Islamize all of you, and then you'll be praying. Your bishop will tell you, even pray harder. As Boko Haram is cutting off your head, they say to you, continue to pray even hard. Pray harder. Iberibe warrior. Stupidity is a disease. Senior correspondents are going on who went on fact-finding mission on what Christians should do in the face of insurgency are asking themselves, should Christians defend themselves if they are attacked? These are correspondents, newspaper writers and journalists. Boko Haram attacks against the Christian community and the nation in general have become difficult for the security agencies to tackle. As a result, hundreds of unarmed Christians have been murdered and continue to be murdered. Unarmed. Of course they will kill you because you are praying. Why don't you continue praying and they continue killing you until you come to your hopeless senses that kneeling down, that place you are, is the most vulnerable place you will be in. Go and look for guns and bullets and defend yourself and stop being stupid. Youths from the 3 senatorial districts of Edo State besieged the Benin City residence of the two-time governor of the old Benin State, Dr. Samuel Ogbomudia, on Tuesday, calling on him to lead the search for Governor Adams Oshiwole's successor in 2016. The youth visited... some news from the zoo. Youths asking a human being, not the youth saying to themselves, how do we make a change? Sometimes I even think it's the youth that are contributing to the mess the zoo is in. Because anyway, that's how they. If you go to school for 4 years to get a degree, and for 3.5 years you're on strike, what do you expect to produce? A bunch of dons, people who can't listen properly. You go to a fellow human being asking him to help us find governor. What is wrong with you? Can't you be governor? You're up to 25 years of age. You cannot be, or up to 30 or 35. You can't be governor. Mad people. In an apparent endorsement of the position of elders from Borno and Yobe states, the governor of Adamawa State, Murtala Nyako, and his Borno State counterpart, Kashim Shettima, have advised the federal government of the zoo to review its strategy on security. Elders from Borno and Yobe states, under the aegis of Borno Yobe People's Forum, had at a press conference in Abuja urged the federal government not to extend the state of emergency in the northeast due to expire on April the 19th. Bisa Williams is United States Deputy Assistant Secretary, Bureau of African Affairs. She is responsible for West African and African economic policy issues. Williams, who visited the zoo, disclosed the U.S. government's position concerning the zoo's 2015 elections and the need for the authorities to ensure fair and non-violent polls. She stressed in an interview with a newspaper the importance of diversifying the Nigerian economy. So when we are saying it here on Radio Biafra, you weren't listening. Now that an American is saying it, perhaps you believe us that the zoo only relies on crude oil. Diversification, for those who do not understand English language very well, means doing other things to bring in money into the economy. Because before you can be a viable economy, you must have goods and services that other people would want to buy. So the DVD player you're buying, the television you're buying, that country must be giving off something to be able to get it. So you don't know. It doesn't fall from heaven. And the zoo sells only crude oil to import everything it needs, including drinking water. And the U.S. is telling you, diversify. That's the meaning of it. So stop relying on crude oil alone. The same thing Radio Biafra was has been lamenting as being part of the reason why we don't want to be with these people, that they are incapable of understanding the fundamentals of economic development. They don't know it. All they know is allocation. Allocation. How much is a barrel of oil? They calculate. NNPC will steal some money. Jonathan will steal some money. Desire and Madeke will steal some. Yorubas will steal the bulk of it. And houses will come and vacuum up what is left through the central bank. And that's it. Everybody goes back to the houses talking about we need to make Nigeria better. Mad people. They say that the U.S. position on Nigerian election is as follows. Nigeria is a very fascinating and dynamic country. There are enormous interests and attractions from the international community, particularly the U.S., concerning your upcoming elections. U.S. are concerned about our elections. We want the U.S. to be concerned with the disintegration of the zoo. We don't need them to be concerned with any elections because, of course, there won't be any. There won't be any elections come next year anyway. It's a promise. We are reporting on the suicide plague because the Bible said, Exodus chapter 20. I can never leave Exodus chapter 20. I will visit iniquity. I will visit damnation on your children's children until you recognize that I'm God for worshipping fake gods and idol. People that worship idol, all of you kneeling down before Yoruba pastors, this is what you're bringing to us. Anytime you go and kneel in front of Yoruba pastor or you go and worship anything, not Chukwu Abiyama, this is what you're bringing to us because it says it, Exodus chapter 20, I will visit iniquity on you people. Despite the number of churches you have, the more churches you build, the more iniquities shall reign on your heads. It is here, this very news, and I'm reading it. The penultimate week, Nsukka was awash with the news of the death of an 8-year-old girl, Chiemerie, that God is victorious. Chiemerie Asadu, who allegedly, an 8-year-old girl, can you believe that? To tell you that the Satan is at work, who allegedly committed suicide in Ofulonu, in Nsukka, in Enugu State, an 8-year-old girl committing suicide. I refer you back to the book of Exodus chapter 20. He said, for abandoning me, I will visit iniquity on your people. Have you ever heard of an 8-year-old before committing suicide in your life? These things are happening in Biafra land, you know, where they snatch babies in broad daylight from the back of their mothers. This is happening there. But they will not listen because I am not Mr. Smith. I am not a white person. I did not bleach myself like Michael Jackson. They will not understand because they are black people. They hate themselves. An African telling an African the truth, the other person will find it difficult to comprehend because he sees himself as failure. So what can you teach me? Is here now. Didn't I tell you? You go on and keep worshipping idol. This is what happens to you. Your 8-year-olds will kill themselves. But of course, some of you will say, it's not my daughter. Does it matter? But your turn is coming. It is called iniquity. Go to Exodus chapter 20 and read it very, very clearly. Thou shalt have no other God apart from me, except me. So says the Lord of hosts, Chukwu Abiyama. You went and you had other gods apart from him. Now even your 8-year-olds are killing themselves. Isn't that funny? But I told you so. But no, I'm not a white person, so you don't need to listen to me. But I must tell you the truth all the same. According to sources, the girl's dangling body was discovered at about 2:30 p.m. on that fateful Monday, while her guardian, Mr. Dominic Ajibo, said she was hale and hearty when she left the house in the morning. He wondered what would make a girl of 8 to commit suicide. So you don't know. It is because you abandoned God. Because you said prayer, 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 prayer. The society has crumbled completely. No value system. Everything is gone. A people that never adopted a child before, everywhere you go is adoption. Adoption crazy. Before you get married, you go and ask, is that family, do they steal? Are they criminals? So the child you're adopting, do you know the bloodline you're bringing in? So the essence of our life in Biafra land, Irinju, to go and ask after the family of the girl or of the man, what type of family am I marrying from? What type of family is my daughter going to? All that is gone, blown away by adoption. But you can't see it, can you? The reason being is that you don't want to give birth to a bunch of rogues, because nobody will marry from your family. That is why you go and ask questions. What type of family is this person coming from? But by adoption and adopting all manner of people, you have rendered the core essence of marriage in Igbo land asunder. But you cannot reason that far, can you? No, you can't. Because you want a child, as they say. Your desire for a child to adopt has led to an epidemic of unimaginable proportion in the sale of little babies. The direct consequence is this: Chukwu Abiama is visiting iniquity on Igbo land to destruction. He's here now, 8-year-old committing suicide. Have you heard of that before? The answer is no. We continue to bring you the news. Though the police spokesman in Enugu State, Ebere Amariyuzu, confirmed the incident and said the police confirmed it. In anything we say here is the truth anyway, so we don't embellish anything. Though the police spokesman in Enugu State, Ebere Amariyuzu, confirmed the incident and said that the command had commenced investigation, what baffled many is the frequency of suicide cases in Nsukka Axis in recent months. People are killing themselves in Nsukka. Did I not tell you? Exodus chapter 20, the iniquity, the first commandment that Chukwu Abiama gave to Moses. I will visit iniquity on you people. Once you abandon me, you are finished. I will visit death upon you. Is it not happening now? I'm not a white man, so you're not obliged to believe me. But anything I say comes to pass, doesn't it? Even the US government agree after a while. Everything I tell you come to pass. You don't have to believe me, but this very inglorious and ignominious death shall befall you because you abandoned Chukwokike and worshipping crap and rubbish that the white man gave you. You are dying in Nsukka. Mass suicide all over the place, according to the police. Not according to radio, but according to the police. Are they not taking your daughters? Are they not raping your mothers in the farms? Are they not snatching your babies from your hands on the street? How else can you describe iniquity if these things are not iniquitous? They are, of course they are. We must continue. Before the recent case, residents of One Obibo or Bansoka had woken up a week earlier to discover the body of a 25-year-old fashion designer, Obiora Ugunweze, dangling from the ceiling inside his shop. Mass suicide, where we come from. Can you believe that in Igbo land? Suicide. Some of you did not grow up in the village, so you don't know. Now, let me educate you. If you die of suicide, your family is marked as taboo, crossed out completely. Nobody will marry from your family. Nobody will allow their daughter to go there. Nobody will give their daughter to you to marry that family. Do you know that when you commit suicide, where we come from, that everything you touch and own doesn't belong to the family anymore? You don't know that? A group of people will come and take it and sacrifice it away, because you are the beauty of life. You don't take what you have not created. So people don't know it's a taboo. It's an abomination in Igbo land to commit suicide, to take your own life. It's a crime against the land. They will come and take everything you have, everything you have touched, everything that belongs to you. Your clothes, they will burn it, because you have contaminated the land. You are not worthy. The community will not bury you. But somebody dangling from the ceiling, the church will come. They'll say, oh, pay us, we'll come. They'll come and sing the hallelujah and go. And more iniquities are coming. Many more are coming. By the time Chukwu Abiama finishes dealing with us, believe you me, you will run to God by force overnight. This is only the beginning. And we must continue to bring this news to our people. It was also gathered that this is amazing. Obiora, an NCE, which is National Certificate in Education holder from Federal College of Education in Ehamufu, reportedly hanged himself, dressed like a young man about to receive the girlfriend in immaculate clothes and shoes to match. He dressed up very well, and then he committed suicide. He killed himself in Igbo land, in Biafra land, you know. Obiora's body was discovered by one Chikwado Atama, who shared the same shop with him and had gone out to collect broom to sweep the shop when he saw the dangling body and raised the alarm. She had almost fainted before people could rush to the scene. You must understand, somebody that went to a college of education holding NCE, should that person not be a teacher? I'm just asking. Yes, you'll be a teacher. What are they doing in a shop? Owning a shop? Because there is no employment. If you speak to our dear Lord Bishop of Christian Association of Nigeria, he will tell you to go and pray. Keep praying. Even when there are no factories or no industries, no meaningful services to engage the talent of graduates, they will tell you, keep praying. If you pray too much, if you open your eyes, you see a factory in front of you, and you go there and apply and get a job. Black people, they make me sick, very sick, with their stupidity. Our young ones are dying now. What can you do about it? The answer is nothing. After all, it's not your child, not your daughter, not your son. It doesn't bother you. But one day, it will affect you. One day, it will bother you. Remember what we told you about Boko Haram. One day, they will come for us. Have they not come now? Mark everything we tell you on a piece of... That's why we say, bring a pen and a piece of paper. Put it down somewhere. One day, it will affect you, and I will not cry for you. You will cry alone. And I will tell you, I told you so. We must continue. It was gathered that Chikwado had earlier traveled to Onitsha, but resumed the day before the calamity. She had arrived at the shop at about 10 a.m. and reportedly met the door locked for the fact that she had a key to the entrance door. She opened and went to see the bizarre picture of the man she knew was very well. That one is dead. Amazing. We must continue. On June 10, 2013, two suicide cases were reported at the university town of Onsuka, a development which left residents worrying over the spate of suicides in the community. Ask anybody that grew up in the village. Throughout your entire life, did you hear of suicide? Myself, I knew of one. We are told. Even the tree that the lady hung herself, nobody goes too close to that tree anymore. Nobody goes there. I was aware of it as a young child. A lady from Umboko, I know very, very well where she comes from. On a place, those of them that know where I come from very well, a place where we call Culvert, if you're traveling from the technical secondary school, from there, if you're going to a place called Ohobo, you will see it on the left-hand side. Is there used to be a tree there. The lady went there and out of despondency killed herself. I can remember. Only one in my entire lifetime. One. I never heard of my mother's way, somebody killing him. Never, ever, ever, never. Now, young people, graduates, 8 years old, killing herself. And people are telling me that what they are doing. I can't read. There's another one here, Teochukwu Obodo. He killed himself at Nsukka. Also, who else? Again, Chinago also killed himself. Who else killed himself? Joe Eke killed himself. Another one is even a native doctor. Thank God, Ugu. He also killed himself. Can you believe that? I can't continue, please. I'm too saddened. Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister Mamezu, is there any way you can hear me?
Director, I can hear you clearly and very effectively.
Please go ahead. That is our news headline and the news summary.
Director, well done for the news news discussion you had. Director, let me tell you something. You are talking about everything Biafrans, they pray. Our brothers and sisters, everything they do, they pray. Boko Haram are killing them. They are praying. Their children are dying. They are praying. They don't have a job. They are praying. Yoruba pastors have deceived quite a lot of them. Anyway, we are told to keep away and move away from anything religion. Director, but what I need to tell you is...
You don't keep away from the truth. Barrister, not the truth. You stay on the truth. I don't care the consequences. You will speak the truth.
Director, we have to speak the truth, but our people, whenever you touch religion, they say, no, don't touch my religion, because God, you see, God is my witness, God is this and that. But, Director, our people lack information from Yoruba pastor. In fact, some of our people, when Hausa Boko Haram repented and formed a church, our people joined them. They will join them and start praying, amen, in Jesus' name. Director, let's not say much about this, but otherwise I will have a lot of information about this. Director, what I'm trying to say is this. a sustained campaign. That's why the Americans are.
Yes, can you hear me? Barrister, why have I lost you? Barrister, can you hear me?
No.
He cannot hear me. The barrister himself cannot hear me. I expect him. He said he's not where he's not supposed to be. He's outside, so he cannot hear me. And I will use this opportunity to once again say that if you're listening to us, that this is Radio Biafra live transmission, with the time now standing at approximately 7 minutes past 8 p.m. in London, 7 minutes past 8 p.m. in Biafra land. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. You should either be listening to us via satellite. We are on satellite Amos 5 satellite. Point your dish towards 17 degrees east. We are also informing people to make sure that they phone our office number to make sure that we go to your village and install a satellite so that your family back home in Biafra land can be listening to Radio Biafra live transmission, so that this education and awareness and enlightenment can be ongoing forever. Barrister, go ahead, please.
Talk to me briefly.
Yes, Barrister, go ahead. Barrister, go ahead.
Yeah, man.
Barrister, can you hear me?
Director, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Director, yes, I'm very sorry because where I am, the communication is very poor. What I'm actually saying is our people, we are so deranged. We are so foolish. The Igbo people especially, everything they do is, I pray, a little girl, 8 years, got herself hanged up. But we believe in Adeboye. We believe in Kumuyi. We believe in anything Yoruba in the name of church. And when we talk, they say, hey, don't touch religion. We accept, but we want our people to be straightforward. We want our people to
be... Barrister, you're breaking up.
...that we have been deceived. After Lugard, British people... Director, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. You broke up. Go ahead. Can you hear me? Go ahead.
All right, Director. Yeah, because of where I am, you know, I'm somewhere in a meeting where I'm doing my evangelism about Radio Biafra, and the reality is, Director, is we have made ourselves foolish. Boko Haram are killing our people. We are preaching and praying everything we do. We have moved from Yabu politics into Yabu Christianity and religion. But we shouldn't talk. We should not mention it. Otherwise, some people might move away from Biafra. I do not understand how some people can leave their own country in order to go and worship a religion or worship one different God. I remember, that let me tell you this. This is in the same book of Bible. This guy, Solomon, was the most famous man in the Bible. Solomon married how many wives? 300 and 500 concubines. What God told him is this: do not allow all these women to take you into a different territory. Anytime you do that, I will depart from you. And of course, women are the weak points of men. Women are our trouble. Once they press the button, we will succumb. Of course, Solomon succumbed at the end. That is the problem of men. Now, Director, we took our own. I was discussing with a friend this afternoon from the zoo. I said, do you know that the zoological people are so stupid and foolish? They look up to the white people who brought them religion. Only few churches are here. But when you go to the zoo, there is a bulletin here that they have different names of all churches, and it's not working. If you go over there, it looks as if the kingdom of hell is coming that day. But the people who brought them the Bible, everything is working safely, smoothly, and quietly, and confidently, and comfortably in their countries. But our own is like the hell is falling every day. Director, it's unfortunate. Biafrans, we are the way we are. But nothing can happen until we decide to make a change. And that's why we keep preaching here. We cannot do otherwise because our people are so foolish, Director. Even when you tell them that they are misbehaving, they start having a go at you. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate.
Yes, that is the word. It's their mentality. That is why they are poor. That is why they don't have any electricity in their villages. No light, no good road, no education. There is rampant kidnapping. What do you expect? Because they don't reason. You see, I can't understand why you keep doing the same thing year after year for nearly 50 years. It's not working, and you're still doing it. You keep doing the same thing over and over again. But it is not working. It is not working and can never work. Japan does not pray in the morning, evening, and whatever. But Japan is producing the TV you are watching. Japan is making things that you want to import. Why is it that our people do not learn? They don't learn anything. Learning means going to acquire knowledge you never had previously. That's all it means. What are we doing with our own? All we know how to do is read and write. You know how to read, you know how to write, and that's what there is to it. Everything else becomes immaterial. And you're telling me that in our land, that people are killing themselves, they are committing suicide, they are taking their own lives. And people are, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. The lines are open anyway, Barrister. And I will try to take as much calls as possible.
All the problem we have is that we have to cure our people from all this problem. We are not criticizing anybody's religion. We are not against anybody's religion. All we are saying, our people should be wise. They should be wise. Adeboye will use their money to go and build universities. And when they want to go to the university, Adeboye will not admit them because they're from the poor family. But Adeboye will use their money to build university. Use their money to buy aircraft. It's a big shame. My happiness, Director, is the Americans have realized because the tweets that go to Obama is fantastic and phenomenon. They know, Director, we cannot leave this campaign until Biafra is realized. That's the only thing I want to say now because, Director, I'm still in the meeting. We'll talk later. God bless you.
Thank you, and you too. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We now have people on the line. I must say we have somebody who has come to us via Viber, if I'm not mistaken. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, the caller on Viber. Can you hear me? Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. No, they can't hear me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I don't know if they can. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Can you hear me? No, they can't. None of them can. It's either they are there or they are not, but they cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra, and also the coordinator's line is also open should anybody wish to participate in this program today. Our line once again is +44783130836. That is the number, but you have to come to us on Viber. Please, you have to come to us on Viber. Let us try once again to see if this person can hear what we are saying. Can you hear me? Can you hear me at all?
Director, can you hear me?
Then why were you not saying anything before? I can hear you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I have a problem with my speaker.
Go ahead.
Good evening. My name is Ikechukwu Nwanedo.
Yes.
I'm calling from Valencia, Spain.
From Spain. Please go ahead. Yes.
Yes. So what you just said, I was very, very excited. I can't just wait to call you. You know, I've been listening to your program for a while now, and I must tell you that this particular program today is one of the best. I think it should be repeated every day. For those fools, I'm sorry to say this, for those fools in Nigeria who embraced religion instead of facing reality. I'm not saying worshiping God is wrong. I'm not saying going to church is wrong. But what I'm trying to say is we should keep hammering this issue on the health, because religion has made our people to be lazy. We cannot think rationally anymore. I have been in a situation where somebody is sick in that zone called Nigeria. And instead of giving this person a proper treatment, they are telling the person to go to church and pray. Jesus Christ. I don't just understand what is happening.
My brother.
I just don't understand. Somebody is sick. Instead of you to take this person to a proper treatment, you are taking him to the church. Then after a while, you're waiting for you. You're waiting for G. You're waiting for some miracle to come from above. When you should have gone to the hospital to find the problem and the solution for this sick person. And then finally, the person's died. I believe that one of the reasons, one of the major factors that is hindering Africa today, that is setting us back today, is religion. I'm not saying anybody should not worship God, but it's obvious that if you could please keep repeating the same issue again, then I believe we will achieve our goal and Biafra will be a success by next year.
Of course, Biafra is going to come. There is one thing people must not take for granted. Nobody should underestimate our capacity to be resilient. That is one thing that they must understand. Every battle that we come across must be met head on, regardless of the interest vested in it. It doesn't matter. Stupidity is stupidity, no matter how you dress it up. You can dress up ignorance with religion. It doesn't mean you're no less ignorant. You can use religion to dress up your stupidity. It doesn't mean you are not stupid. It doesn't mean that.
Yes.
For you to tell me, my own cousin died. Adanne, my father, died. What happened? She had an accident. She broke her leg. You know that when the bone marrow seeps into the bloodstream, of course, you take fever and you die. The bone marrow was seeping into the bloodstream. They told her, let us go to hospital. She said no.
For what?
That she
for
should be taking... Hang on. She wants to go to prayer house to go and pray. Do you know that I lost my cousin and she died because her blood became poisoned and she died as a result of it? Take me to prayer house because they drum it into their heads every day. The same way that pastors drum it into the head of people that all your problems on earth is prayer. The same way that on this platform, Radio Biafra, I will use it to counter them every blessed day. To tell them that that is not how you solve a problem. There is no religious issue in Japan. They are making the TV your cars, your Infiniti car, your Toyota Jeep that you're driving. Go to Germany, the same thing. Go to Britain, the same thing. Go to Italy, the same thing. What is wrong with black people, for goodness sake, that people cannot reason properly? Nonsense.
And then Jonathan will open his mouth and tell us to pray for God to give us life. Jesus Christ.
And
to give us road.
Uh-huh. Jonathan is praying. He's kneeling down with Yoruba man. They are praying, God give us road. So I'm asking Jonathan, so is it when you get up from praying, if you now look across the road, you will see angels as construction workers building a road for you? I don't understand, my dear brother.
I don't understand. But our course must move forward.
Of course. It's relentless. It is relentless.
Your message will be an open eyes to the masses, for them to be able to reason and think properly, and not giving your 10% of your hard work any money to someone Yoruba pastors, for them to live a flamboyant life on behalf of your words. I pray we should keep on, and hopefully many people realized they have been in darkness and they have been sabotaged by the so-called religion. Like I said, I'm not against anybody worshiping God. But if you worship God, open your eyes and try to...
It must be in truth and honesty. It must be Chukwu Abiyama. In truth and honesty, they should go and read Exodus 20. Because people are dying. We are raising this issue because in your journey, people can't expect Radio Biafra to keep quiet when evil is happening. You just cover it up and pretend it's not there. That is bunkum. We meet it head on. We meet it head on and we confront it. Somebody studied and had a certificate in education, which means you are now prepared to be a teacher. After getting certificate, there is no job. You then say to him, go and start praying.
Excess.
There are no jobs. You're asking people to pray. Oh, dear Lord.
Then the camp president, the camp president opened his mouth and said, let's pray for one Nigeria. For how long are we going to pray for Nigeria, for Christ's sake? For how long are we going to pray for what? People are dying every day. Can't you see with your own eyes? What miracles do you need? I will leave you now, director.
No problem. Thank you very much so that others can speak. I actually have somebody on the line. I don't know if they are still there paying attention or if they have gone away. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Viber. Can you hear me? I said that they have gone away. Good evening. Can you hear me, please? What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you, sir. This is Ogbonna Ejike from United Arab Emirates.
From United Arab Emirates, please go ahead. We are listening. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Are you hearing me, Mr. Darata?
I can hear you loud and clear. I said go ahead.
Okay, this is Ogbonna Ejike from United Arab Emirates.
Yes, go ahead. Some people don't get it, do they? I don't know if the caller on Skype can hear me. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
This is Chukwuemeka Ojukwu from France.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Yes, good evening, Director, and good evening to all for Radio Biafra. I just want to contribute on the news of today. Because it is very horrible what is happening in that country. In fact, I first saw it in the net, what is going on there. In fact, I am so touched that I don't even know what to do. You know, it's as if the whole hell is getting loose in that place. And I don't know, I don't just know. How can we continue this way? How can those people in that seat, in that zoo, call themselves politicians, be seeing all these things, and they will not move anywhere? Yoruba have killed us. Yoruba, I will not talk about, I will not say Boko Haram. Yoruba have killed us. All these rituals, all this child abduction, all this nonsense we emulate from Yoruba land. Ogboni and all of them, all these things, they have started it in Yoruba land for years.
Even school cult. Do they know that it was Wole Soyinka, Wole Soyinka, Nobel laureate, that brought in cultism in universities? Do people know that? There is Soyinka that brought in student cult. Sea dogs, pirates, buccaneer, black axe, all this nonsense from Yoruba. And our people keep copying rubbish after rubbish after rubbish. From outsiders, all the time, copying nonsense, and they cannot make good use of it. Please go ahead.
So when I see all this, in fact, I'm almost broken down, in fact, because I cannot, I don't know how these people who are there in the government, do they have blood, human blood in their system, or is it acid? Are they functioning with acid, or what? I don't understand. In a country where there is no when accident is rampant everywhere, when accident will happen beneath hospital, they will say, hey, it's demons, go and pray, it is demons that is sucking blood. There is no good road. When somebody who is driving does not even go to driving, but he will buy his driving license with money, and he will go, he will carry people, and he will go and kill many people. They will say, hey, demon drinking blood. I don't know what is happening. Do you know that people are buying driving license in that country? Nobody learns how to drive. And they will be doing all these things. People dying. People dying. Millions of people dying. Boko Haram will just take their own. Roads, bad roads will take their own, armed robbers will take their own, the terrorists will take their own, bad drivers will take their own. I don't understand. And some is sitting down there saying that he's the president of a country. Who is the president? Who is the presiding? I don't understand. What is happening? These people, they will shut up their mouth as if nothing is happening in that country. What is happening, for God's sake? What is happening? Is that country doomed forever? Are we not going to wake up? Is it not time for us to stand up and wake up and stop going to all these places? They call him themselves TB Joshua. They call them, I don't know what they call themselves, all these Yoruba churches. Where they are going, they are sucking them. They are sucking the remaining blood they have. Eh? Saying, telling them, kneel down, I will pray for you. Eh? Bible said, faith without work is dead. He said, show me your faith, I will show you my work. Where is your work? Faith without work is dead. You kneel down every day praying, God, give me work. And you cannot even make a move. Prayer is not a magic. And God is not a magician. We must use our common sense, for God's sake. What is happening? A child, an eight-year-old girl committed suicide. Where have she learned this kind of nonsense? Nobody will tell me this thing is normal. Because this thing is a curse. It's a curse. Do you know what is called eight-year-old child? A child of 8 years. Do you know what it means? 8 years. One banshee. Know how to go and hang herself. What is happening? Can't we see the handwriting on the wall? Can't we repent? Ask Futugabiama to help us, to forgive us, so that we go our way and take our land. And we are let us go and pray. And pastors, they will hold them captive and say, "Hey, if you come out, they will. You are committing sin. You are in the world. You have gone back to the world. Going to defend yourself, they will tell you have gone back to the world. But it's the same Chukwuabiama, the same God who supported the Israelites to go to war and take back what they Even David, there was a time in the Bible where David, when the Philistines came on the mountain, David himself went to God. He said, "God, look, these people, the enemies are on the mountain. What do I do? Are you going to take these people and hand them over to me or what?" God told him, "No, you are going to the war. Do this, do that." And he went David with his armies and he won the war. And later, in the same palace, Philistine came again. David went again back to Chukwuabiama. And Chukwuabiama told him, "Now, this time around, you are going to take them by the back." Why are people deceived when they tell you to go and fight and get what belongs to you? Pastors will sit down then and will tell you, "You don't do it. It is a sin." And when you bring it out for them to see, to see, they will tell you, it was in the Old Testament. It was in the Old Testament. Even Yeshua himself said, "I have not come to abolish law, but I have come to fulfill the law." That means that the law, the Old Testament, is still at work. Because if you tell me, they will tell you, "We are living in the time of grace." You are living in the time of grace. What do you mean by that? Bible told us that Ananias and Sapphira, they lied. They died instantly. This couple, they died instantly. It was not in the Old Testament. It was in the New Testament. Then you will tell me today is grace. But these people, they only lie. They lie. They did not kill anybody. They do not do anything. But they lied. And they died of it. And today, our people are locked down to stand up and fight for their freedom. What is going on? Who have bewitched us? What is happening? When they ask you to bring money so that we support the struggle, you will prefer to go and make 2,000 euro or whatever dollar or whatever millions of donation, bazaar, going to bazaar to make a donation, and pay your tithe, give the pastors the tithe, and tomorrow they will be flying on their private jet, and you will be going on with your bicycle, you will be going on with your go slow. When you want to travel, you will enter luxurious and you will risk your life. I don't know what is happening. My heart is bleeding.
It's terrible. It's terrible. I can understand how you feel. I can understand that completely. And thank you very much. Thank you very much for your call. We have somebody on the line. Can you hear me? The caller on Viber. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, the caller on Viber, this is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? If you can, give us your name and where you are.
Yes. Yes, I can hear you clearly, Mr. Namdi. My name is Mr. Ofuoma Abuchi. I'm calling from Anambra State.
Which part of Anambra are you in?
In Oka South.
Oka South.
There's a village there called
Mbauku. How are you listening to Radio Biafra in Biafra land?
Yes,
is it
sir.
Via satellite or are you using are you coming to us via the internet? How are you listening now?
Yes, I usually download most of your really, but I had to go and get an Android phone like 2 days ago so that I could download the Radio Biafra apps.
Okay.
And I also installed Viber on the Android phone.
Okay, yes. Wonderful, wonderful. So, please go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
I've been trying to reach you, and seriously, I'm really impressed about what you're doing. Like, the information you're sending out is getting down here. Like, seriously, everybody is getting to hear about it. I'm always trying my best to disseminate all your information and spread the information each time I download your daily broadcast. I always play it in my office, and many people listen to it. And the reason why I called today, actually, I tried my best to make sure I call Radio Biafra. That's why I had to go and get an Android phone. It's very cheap. It's a Tecno phone. And I wanted to throw this on air. I don't know what, I just have to say it because I feel that's the only way I can contribute to spreading the news.
Yes, go ahead. Can you hear me? He was about to say something very important. Yes, repeat what you said, please. We lost you briefly. Yes, repeat what you just said. Your last sentence, please.
Okay. I said a lot of people are home. They don't really get to know about the struggle of Biafra and what we are doing on our daily basis to make sure we achieve this Biafra. Like, whenever I play the broadcast every day in my office and people listen to me, they're always very surprised, you understand? And I was thinking about something yesterday night, and I came up with the solution that if I call Radio Biafra out.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm hearing you. Go ahead.
Okay. If I call Radio Biafra, I'm going to suggest this. Seeing them today, it's a very easy way to spread news.
Yes, go ahead. What is that easy way? Yes. What is the easy way? Hold on. What is the easy way to spread the news? How do you do
it? Okay. Like, I work and I earn some income. I see a way we can make a very short audio motivational, probably, things about Biafra, where we can send soft copies to people's phones, we can spread it around on Facebook, we can burn it on CD, we give it out freely, we spread it out, I don't go to work on Saturday, spread it on the market. If we can make an audio file, just an audio file, you can compress it and let it not be very heavy like that. We put it on a CD. Anything about Biafra, we can label it history about Biafra, the truth about Biafra. We'll send it to people's phones, you understand? People will get to hear it because whenever I play these programs in the office and people hear about what is up, they'll be like, so these kind of things are happening in our nation and we don't know it. The other time we talked about Fulani herdsmen coming to, was it Cross River State or so, and a lot of things happening in the north, both in Benue and all that. Sometimes if we go to most of these newspapers, we don't hear them. If I want to listen to news, I have to even download Radio Biafra's broadcast every day to listen to news. So my final conclusion is that we need soft copies, like Biafra's national anthem now. Right now, I don't have it. I need a soft copy of Biafra's national anthem. At least if my phone rings, it can play as my ringing tone, and people will listen to it. Spread it out on people's phone or Biafra's I get to. I'll spread it out on their phone. We'll create the awareness. My wallpaper right now is the Biafra radio logo and Biafra flag. And people see, they'll be like, hey, so Radio Biafra really exists. You understand? So if there's a way we can just, this is my Viber number, if there's a way we can just compress a small audio speech, the way you talk is very motivational. You can just make, even if it's a 1 hour speech, you understand? Talk, say something that will motivate our people. Then you send it as an audio file. We'll pass it through by Bluetooth on phones, on Facebook, on BlackBerry. Spread it around. Everybody will get it. It's not something somebody will pay for. You understand? Yes, I don't aim much in office, but I believe I can also add some effort in the contribution of achieving Biafra. Biafra, because if our people know the truth, like you were talking about Yoruba Pentecostal Church, yes, it is really affecting us down here. All these churches, every time you go to church, you see them carrying band up and down, inviting people for program. If they go to program, they will do signs and wonders. People will donate to that. If they want to fight war, they will tell everybody, don't go to war. If you go to war, it's against the Bible. You know, and if you talk about Biafra, people will tell you, no, Biafra, Biafra, call you, you want to kill us. Don't you know what happened in 1967? They wanted to repeat itself again. You know, nobody sees anything that is happening. Everybody is just blind because of what the churches are telling us and because of what is actually happening around. So, that is my little contribution. I've been trying my best to see that I call Radio Biafra. I'm happy that I got through Radio Biafra. I want to thank Karimonde and everybody that has been tweeting. I've started tweeting. When I got the phone, I registered for Twitter and I started tweeting. I tweet like every day. Any day I don't tweet, I'm not always home.
Yes, thank you very much for that. I don't know if you can still hear me, if you've lost him. That goes to show interest and enthusiasm from somebody who is in the zoo and working very, very hard to make sure that the message we are preaching is propagated. We have another person on Viber, but you're with there. We have somebody before you queuing who is on Skype. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello, Doctor.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, sir. My name is George.
George, what is your surname?
Oshilem.
Yes, George Oshilem. Yeah, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Luton.
From Luton, please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to make an announcement about people in Luton. So, any of them that is available, or any of them that is listening to this program, to contact me on this. The number is 0756-311-269. I repeat, 0756-311-269. So anybody that is listening to this program should contact me on this number so we can coordinate ourselves and get more people to join Luton.
That is for those of them around Luton. Yes, thank you very much. That is for those around Luton. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. We want people to keep on spreading the message. Do whatever thing you can. Tell at least 10 people. That's all you need to do. So that we don't know, we don't know where that spark is going to come from that will make it possible for us to march ahead. That's one beat ahead to go and get Biafra. We have a caller on Viber. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. This is, can you hear me, please? Your name and where you are?
Yes. Oh, brother, director.
Yes, my dear brother.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I'm calling from Oslo, Norway.
Oslo in Norway. You're calling us from Norway and we're in Africa. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm very happy to hear from you, for you to pick my call today. It's been long, director.
Yes.
Good evening, fellow Biafra. Good afternoon, good morning, everywhere. Director, I want to make my point. The news I follow up today about the APC for the speaker in the Enugu, host Okechukwu.
Yes.
Co-director, some those people like this, I want you to put their name down. So when this Biafra come matured from now to next year, they should leave our land because they're trying to root the image of Biafran people. Secondly, I go on the Khan, the leader, the Khan leader that mentioned the first attack. That our problem problem started there on the first tax 77. He said that Duzu problem started on that 77, but he don't call the Obasanjo, the one that invite all the whole leader that tell them that Nigeria have money. He didn't comment.
Okay.
Then thirdly, those of Igbo people that following APC, they have seen the news today that Buhari and this thing is a Muslim. So they are supporting Roger Sokolota in that zoo called Nigeria. They have seen that the APC is Muslim party. Then my point again is that the Biafrans in Norway, especially Oslo, Sodol, Ebo, please, I want you to beg them when the program is getting to close. You talk to them because the last meeting, they don't show up. Lotashku have tried every time. It is in Stavanger, but the Oslo here, Orgando, and a few of us, the people that are making the meeting, but others don't participate. So, Ebu, please, I want you to talk to them so that Norway supposed to be giving the monetary due, because I don't see the Norway things are not hard than all this Spain or Italy. We should have been completing our money, but I don't know why they are inside, they are play inside, they don't participate on the meeting. So I'm disappointed with them. I'm very big annoyed. When we are in the meeting, we are few people. Why must they be doing like this? We are talking about Biafra, and all of them have very big documents here. They have a very good work. Why must they be staying at home for nothing? So Ebu, please announce it on air. I'm annoyed for them. That is my point now. So Ebu, my fellow all over the world, please, everybody should come out. We have been saying this for every time, that when we join hands together, we can make up to this, because everybody have seen that Flame, everywhere. They're trying to pull on, they're trying to take our land. So what are we waiting for? We come out. If you can fight, you contribute your money. By Stemma Mezu, direct, they have been saying it all the time. So what are we waiting for? We are not showing this that we are capable on this. So please, my friend all over the world, please, let's join hands together and win the case. I'm very happy to speak for the whole friend again. So, my Ebo director, I'm grateful. All the Karomonde, Ikechukwu Eniago, the one at the zoo, he's trying. All of them. God will keep everybody alive, then we will celebrate the Biafra. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. I like the type of questions. This man's name is Archbishop God Do Well. Whatever his name is, I don't know what's from. God Do Well, Archbishop. And he's doing very well. This man is having fun in Abuja, and God has done well for him, because he has a bunch of idiots that he's deceiving every blessed week, feeding them lies and rubbish. And the journalist here very tactfully asked him, but we have more churches now than before, and religious homes, than we had in days gone by. How come things are very bad? And he said, we are talking of genuine repentance. Which one is genuine and which one is fake? People deceiving themselves. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? No. The one on Viber, can you hear me? We have a caller on Viber, can you hear me? The caller on Viber, are you with me?
Good evening.
Good evening. Please, your name and where you're calling from?
I'm hearing you from... This is Obon Ezeke from Dubai, United Arab Emirates.
From Dubai, please raise your voice and go ahead. And may the person on Skype stay where you are. The caller on Skype, we have taken your call. Stay where you are. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Please continue. You're calling us from United Arab Emirates. Yes, please. Your name. What is your name again?
Yes, I'm coming from United Arab Emirates. This is his senior brother, Felix Chidima, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
I can remember when this Biafran, some people, when I was in Port Harcourt, some people was taking it, that they giving them about Biafra, they keep on laughing at me. We went to Imo State. for one of our Masop member, burial, and police, Nigerian police arrested us on our way to the burial. We spent 7 days in the cell. None of our brothers, none of our Igbo people could be able to come and help us and fight. Even some of us was on the road laughing at us when we was battling with the police, laughing at us that, hello, sir, can you hear me?
The world is listening. I am hearing you loud and clear. The whole world is listening. Please go ahead.
They was busy laughing at us that we are moving around claiming Biafra. Even our own brothers, our own Igbo brothers that are suffering. We are dying every blessed day. I am not happy. You know, I can remember when my father was spending every day from Aba to Umuahia to represent our own village every Thursday. Hello?
We are listening. You are the one stopping. I haven't stopped you. You are the one. You keep stopping. Please continue and say what you have to say. Go ahead.
Okay. I can remember when my father was busy going to Umuahia every Thursday to represent my own community concerning this Biafra operation. People was busy laughing. Now I am very happy that I can be able to speak to this Biafran and the whole world will hear from me. You see our people dying every day by day. I can use this United Arab Emirates as an example how our own country is supposed to look like. Biafrans will have money, will have great people. But these great people have turned to something else which cannot fight, come out to fight for their own brothers. Rather, they even support the so-called Hausa people that is trying to kill us. Okay, now see what happened. They arrested us, put us in the cell. Even the people that arrested us, among the six policemen, four of them were Igbos. Because Mr. Ngozi, they wrote Ngozi on the uniform. I met him, brother. We are your brothers. We are still fighting for this great nation, Biafra. The man slapped me that we don't know what we are doing, that we are wasting our time. I pray on a very good day he will resign from that Nigerian police to come to join Biafran police. And that is when I will tell him that his time has gone from Nigeria. Now, what happened? My father has been suffering. My father has been suffering. Going to Umuahia every day by day for this, nobody to help. Even my village people was laughing at him. Are you hearing me?
We are hearing you. Can you conclude for us, please? Go ahead. We are hearing you and what you're saying.
I'm trying to conclude. If our brothers can come, team up together, this Biafra will get fight for their nation, and at the end of the day, they succeed. Let us come out. If there is any point we are trying to make, let us make it so that the whole world will hear us. And let us stand on one thing, stick on one thing. That is what I'm trying to know, because everybody is bringing his own opinion and nothing is coming up. Let us stand on one thing so that we fight all together.
Do you know that we have a rally coming up on the 30th of May?
Every day by day.
You said we need to stand on something. Do you know that we have, our people must learn to understand that freedom fighting is multifaceted, and also that in freedom fighting, everybody, every idea must be distilled, and we make use of the very best one out of them. That is why we are where we are today. That is something that must be understood by each and everybody. The time now approximately is 12 minutes. The time here is 12 minutes to 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the evening, I must say. 12 minutes to 9 p.m. in the evening, the same time in Biafra land and the same time also in London. Let's take this call. Can you hear me? The caller on Viber. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, please. Raise your voice for me, if you may. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. My name is Alu Jufu. I'm calling from Switzerland.
From Switzerland. Please go ahead.
You see, Director, I want to thank you for all you are doing to sensitize our people and educate us. Because our people are suffering from a very dangerous disease. And this very disease is very dangerous to go out of them. I don't know the reason why our people are still looking at what they are doing, and they are continuing doing it. They are calling church, praying. Prayer cannot save us. Director, since I was born, Nigeria have been praying. Since I was born, I am 32 years today, but I tell you that I was born in a Saviour's Apostolic Church. And this very Saviour's Apostolic Church
My father was a pastor in this very church. He so much believed in this very church, and they took all he had. He even built a church for them. He did everything he could do humanly possible. He still died for this church because they don't take medicine when they sick. But my mom, coming from a hidden family to marry my father, my mom don't have this kind of faith that these people had. When we are sick, my mom hide to give us medicine. And even if my father discover that we take a medicine, it's a very, very big war in the house. And I tell you, my father, when they poisoned my father, he said that nobody can cure him except God, except Christ. Only Christ can cure him. He refused to take medicine because if he takes medicine, that means he has failed to the agreement of his faith in this church. And to the extent that my father died in UNTH because of not taking drugs.
At UNTH Enugu, is that correct? He died at UNTH Enugu.
Get out. He died there. 18th February 1988. I told you that these people, our people are so stupid. Don't they see China? China is worshiping their own God. And they are progressing on their own way. Indians have their own. Everybody have their own. But they abandon Tupu Abiyama and they copy what other people bring to them that is not our own God. And those people that brought this God to us, they are successful in their place because they are worshiping their gods. Christ actually came for the Gentiles. Because Gentiles, they don't believe in God. They don't believe in what they don't see. In order for them to come close to God, Christ has to come and die for them because they are not circumcised people. And because of their cleverness, they bring this news, this New Testament, and destroy our way of life. In the olden days, when you wrong somebody, when you did bad thing to somebody, you take a cola knot in the place and go to his house and tell him that you have wronged him and you have come to apologize. And this person will forgive you and will eat this cola knot with you. And you will feel with joy and go back to your house. But today, if you kill somebody, you will go to church to tell a priest that you killed somebody. And the priest will bless you, tell you to pray, make him a belly. You pray all this nonsense thing, and you go back to your sin back. And you kill another person, you come the next Sunday to come to tell priest that you have killed somebody again. And the God will keep us forgiving you. This is what Europeans brought to us. That we can sin as what two sin that we want to sin, and we come back, and we are forgiven. And our people, because of some fraud, some criminals in our people, they all enter this church and hide themselves, hide their evil doings there. I'm telling you that Christianity, the way people brought Christianity to us, destroyed our way of fear to kill somebody, fear to steal, fear to abuse people. They destroy it, but in their own place, they make the law of the land so strong than the law of the church.
Yes, the fact of the matter is that the same thing happened to Barrister Mamezu's father as well. That was how the father died. The father also refused to take medication, and the father died as a result of it. I'm sorry to hear your own personal experience.
That is why I'm suffering today. I am suffering today because of my father died. My father was the former counselor of Old Agwata. Everybody knows him. He was the president of my town. He built the post office because he was trained with a white man. Trained him, a reverend father, white man. Trained him. I went to school. He is there to fight for his people. But church come and take him away from us. I told you, our people are very stupid. They brought you Christianity. They brought the Anglican. They brought a Catholic. They brought Pentecostal. Put all these things in our head. Put a lot of confusion. When you go to marry an Anglican, then you are having problem with a Catholic. Church will not take you to heaven. What will take us to heaven is our deeds. Our relationship with the Chukwu Abiyama, not the church we are going. They are just making money. Taking money from the poor people, sending to Vatican, sending to England, to America, in the name of church. And I'm saying it that if Biafra come, when Biafra will come, there will be no church. We only have synagogue. If you think you can pray?
People are allowed. I've said it before. Even the Sultan of Sokoto, when he will come to seek asylum in Biafra land, he will allow him to worship his Islam, his Allah, if that is what he wants to do. We cannot interfere with people's private religion. Onyenachia, everybody, whatever you want to worship, you can worship.
Company to take money from people.
No, never. There'll be no company. God forbid, bad thing. All these Yoruba churches cannot exist anymore. Yoruba churches will not be in Biafra land. If heaven wants to fall to earth, it will fall. We will not have franchised churches in our land. Cameroon bandit. You drove them away. They're mad people. They cannot be in Biafra land. They won't be there.
Director, sorry. Did you know that our people living in Europe here are sending money home for some pastors to be praying for them?
Yes, now.
They are doing it.
It's stupidity. It's stupidity. They cannot support Radio Biafra. They cannot support the people to be free. Yes. An 8-year-old child. That is what Karamonde wrote to me. Karamonde sent me an inbox saying that the son is 8 years old, that she cannot imagine the son committing suicide. And our people, your children are taking their own lives. That iniquity that God talked about is with you now. Things are happening to you that never happened before, which goes to show that your lives are in danger. Hausa, Fulani are in your territory, and they're not doing anything about it. It's very, very sad. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you, and God bless you. We have somebody who is on the coordinator's line. We ask him to wait. We are going to the line, the normal Radio Biafra Skype line. We have somebody there. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, director.
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead. I can hear you. Go ahead.
I'm from Orada Owerri.
Ndio Owerri, Ndio Ma. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so I just want to say, hello to Biafrans all over the world and friends of Biafra.
Yes.
What I want to say is that it's not only Yoruba churches that we're going to ban from, Biafra land. Even Islam will have no place in Biafra land. And don't worry, tomorrow, a suicide bomber will go and kill thousands like they did in America and the 15 people killed in London. We don't want it. So any Igbo man who converts to Islam knows he has no place in Biafra land. That is one. Then our people hearing this news of in Igbo land, anybody that is not moved by that, the person has condemned his or herself. We need to do something. When you tell them to come out now, let's join this movement and actualize Biafra. They think it's, we're just wasting our time, those of us that are involved. It's up to them. The problem Igbo people are having, though it's not only Igbos that made up Biafra, but Igbos are more in number in terms of population. They should be on the forefront, but most of them, when you talk to them, they look at it as a child's play or, okay, people should get it, then after we join them. Let them remain on the sideline. Even if we are only two or three people, we must get there. But I want to assure all them, especially those ones who are comfortable with the life they found themselves in Europe and America, let them remain comfortable. But they should remain, they should, remember that they have their people back home suffering. They should come back to their senses, join this struggle. It's going to be real. We must realize Biafra, whether they want it or not.
Even if it's
only one person.
He say?
Yes, Biafra must come to a reality. Then we have to sit down and talk about it. No problem. We will continue. Yesterday, we had a North London meeting. Mamezi was there.
Yes.
I was there. Ude was there. And Mr. Urog, who is a Biafran veteran. So we continue this struggle. We sit with it to the end.
Of course we will.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Our people must understand something. With the time now standing at approximately, the time now is 9 p.m. and also 9 p.m. in London in Biafra land. Our people must understand this. We are not relenting. This is Radio Biafra Live transmission from Africa going out to the whole world. Our technology is one in town. Let's put it that way. Nobody has it. We can broadcast from any surface on this planet. That is how formidable we are. We are here in Africa broadcasting. People are listening to us all over the world, both on satellite and on new media platforms, on your mobile phones, on your iPad, on your tablets, on your mainframe, on your anything that is internet enabled. You will receive Radio Biafra there. Do people actually think we are joking? Or that we are going to go back? Or that we are one of those people? Oh, don't mind them. They will speak, and when they talk, they will give them money. You are mad. My motivation in this very struggle is simple. I've said it before. My obligation to the dead outweighs what I owe to the living. Those who are struggling to understand English language, what I'm saying is this. 3.5 million people dead. What I owe to the dead is more than what I owe to the living. When I pursue Biafra, I remember the dead. I don't think about those who are alive for the pain and the sacrifice they went through. I'm thinking to myself, I have a son, Nnemeka. Do you think I will stay alive to watch my son be starved to death by a Yoruba man? Look around you and your children. Imagine what it felt like for some mothers to be losing their children, 4, 5, 6 at the same time, because one Yoruba person decided to starve them to death. And to shoot somebody dead is better. To shoot them, at least you can understand, the death comes quickly and instant. But to slowly roast children to death through starvation is a crime that is not worthy of forgiveness. That is why my hatred for the Yoruba people is pathological. I can't tolerate them. I hate them. They are evil people. Evil to the core. Yoruba are evil people, and I despise them for it. I remember those children, and all I say to myself is that my own child will not go through this again. Therefore, I will put everything humanly possible in place to ensure that my own son will never again be starved to death as those that once died. That is how you tackle a problem, not by kneeling down and blabbing rubbish. Do you think God is listening to you, your useless prayer you're praying? Do you seriously think that God will listen to you when you cannot even simply obey the first commandment, thou shalt have no other God but me? Very simple. Can't you see it in the Bible? Or you can't read, or you're blind? I must go to this caller. Give us your name. You have come through to us via the coordinator's line. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling from, please. Can you hear me? No.
Yes, director, is it me?
I'm talking to you. Yes, you have come through to me on the coordinator's line. Please go ahead.
Okay, director, good evening.
Yes, good evening, my dear brother. Good evening.
Yeah, director, I am the Uchenna Sebo.
Yes, Omiomio, go ahead.
From Victoria, Spain.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, director, I have some few announcements to make.
Yes, go ahead and make it.
Please, I want to inform all the national coordinators, all the European national coordinators, our meeting comes up on Saturday, immediately after the broadcast. All the European national coordinators, one, two, please, this country's national coordinators should contact me immediately. The national coordinator of Germany, national coordinator of Belgium, national coordinator of Austria, please contact me as soon as possible. And again, I want to inform all the European national coordinators, we are conducting towards this rally. Every other thing has kept in place. Our YouTube is ready. All the European national coordinators, I advise you to rest in us. We received a good news yesterday from the Lotachuku Okolie. The Norway has been registered. Spain is ready. As well, I know Italy is ready. Then on Saturday, we'll compile all this and in the YouTube, all our activities from Saturday, next Saturday, will be so that from 19 May 30, we'll take our talk and know how to move forward. Thank you. Director?
Yes.
Thank you.
He said, thank you very much. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very much. We have a caller also on Skype. Can you hear me on Radio Biafra Skype? Do we have that caller there? Are you still there? I am trying to get hold of the caller who is on Skype. This caller, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No, they are not paying attention, it seems. We have somebody who has come through to us on Viber. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
I'm hearing you, Mr. Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
I said this is Ogbonna Ejike from United Arab Emirates.
From United Arab Emirates. You people are calling us a lot today, which is a very welcome news. Please go ahead. The world is listening, and this is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Director, first of all, I want to ask where we are heading to, because it's like in Dubai here now. Nobody is talking about the Biafra in Dubai.
But there are people in Dubai. They have made contact with us before.
Nobody is talking. It's nothing like a Biafra meeting in Dubai.
I was led to believe that there was a Biafra meeting in Dubai. Even a musician came up.
I'm not aware of that. Is my friend in Italy contact me about Radio Biafra? I'm not aware of Radio Biafra before.
Okay. Now, how many people do you have around you where you are? How many people are there? How many people can you get hold of?
My roommate have talked before.
Okay.
I have a lot of Igbo people around. I have a lot of Igbo people around me.
Okay. Now, what people will need to do is to start congregating together and listening to Radio Biafra. You can form a zonal meeting where you are until we clarify the issue with Dubai. I don't have all the facts in front of me. But what we have said before and we continue to say is, wherever you find yourself, if you can't find people around you, get your wife. If she's pregnant, even co-opt the one in the stomach. All of you should start a Biafran family meeting where you are. I have said it before. You don't need to wait for anybody. Start a Biafran family meeting where you are. You contact us and we'll be able to put you on the right path. We'll then be able to show you other family members you have in the same country. That's what we are saying. So you can start it where you are. You can begin a meeting from this very moment.
Mr. Director.
Yes.
Mr. Director.
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Mr. Director.
I can hear you. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. My name is Chukwunyere Anyanwu Maslinus.
Yes, Chukwunyere. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from UAE, United Arab Emirates.
Yes.
What is actually happening? Because when I was in the university, I was one of the activists, University of Uyo. There was a time we invited Ojukwu, may he so rest in peace, to come to for our Ofala festival. When he came, there was a lot of expectation from him, which he fulfilled. He told us that we should not allow the dream to die, that the dream of Biafra must be actualized, whether dead or alive. But the one thing that I'm still not comfortable with now is that some of our so-called leaders in so-called parties, PDP, APC, or off-ground, they are selfish. They are not talking about the republic. The republic that some of our forefathers and some of our grandfathers and our fathers fought for, they are here to actualize, they are here to bring us together. If you really want Biafra, why can't you cripple the economy of the so-called Zoo, Republic of Zoo, called Nigeria? We have a lot of our brothers and sisters in government. They can withdraw their service from government. We invite United Nations to come to our aid. Then we can actualize this republic. It's not something that some people will say, no, it's not. It cannot be actualized. So you see, when you look at all those things, it gets me pissed off. When you come to overseas like this, you see a lot of Igbo guys coming out, and at the end of the day, they find out that some of them they left the country because the country is not comfortable, is not conducive for them. Kidnapping, no, here and there, Boko Haram, they're not everything. So, Mr. Director,
You people have to help us. Help us and reach to these people. Let them know the importance of this republic. The republic will go a long way to help us. The republic can make us to be a Japan of Africa. I strongly believe in Igbos. I know what Igbos can do. So I rest my case, Mr. Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. And your advice has been taken on board. And all of you in United Arab Emirates, we want you to congregate together and start this very wonderful meeting. I know there is one there already. If you go to Facebook, you will see Biafrans in Dubai. I am sure that such a group exists. What we want you to do is to go and link up with them. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless all of you in the UAE. We are going to the line to Skype line. If it will work, it is working. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Radio Biafra Skype line. This is us, of course. We're in Africa. Your name and where you're calling from would suffice. Please go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Director. Are you on to me?
I'm talking to you, my dear brother. Please go ahead.
Good morning from Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam.
You're calling us from Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam.
Yes, Mr. Director.
My goodness. Please go ahead. I hope you people are safe there.
My director, I want to commend you for a good job. It's not easy.
Thank you.
To do what you're doing.
Yes.
And I want to ask you, I want to know, is there any Biafran meeting going on in Vietnam?
No, there is no, I don't think we have, we need to confirm. Karamonde, can you please inbox me the details? Do we have people in Vietnam or not? I need to know. I don't think so. I don't know. I met the one of the people that serve in the Nigerian embassy. I met him when I undertook a trip. I wouldn't say where. There is a lot of static coming from your side.
Hello?
Yes, it's from your side. The speaker is close to your microphone. That is why. The speaker is close to your microphone. That is why you're getting the shrieking sound. But what I'm saying is that we do have somebody there. But there is no formal Biafran meeting in Vietnam. I don't think so. And you're calling us from Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. So what I will ask you is, do you have our people there? Are you people there? If so, do you believe in Biafra? Those you can find, do they believe in Biafra?
Yes, a number of our people, a number of Biafran people are here. And I believe the news has not gone to most of them here, but I will begin to disseminate the news as much as I can.
Are you on Facebook? Hello? Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am on Facebook.
Are you part of the Radio Biafra family on Facebook? Are you in Radio Biafra London?
Yes, I added you a while ago on Facebook.
Okay, I want to listen very carefully. I want you to listen very carefully. Karamonde is very popular. I want you to go. You can see Karamonde's post pinned up on Radio Biafra this very minute. I want you to go to that Karamonde's post and then provide your details. Go and inbox Karamonde. Give Karamonde your details. You said, I am the one that called from Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. I want to assemble our people here to commence immediately the work of gathering the children of God in Vietnam, because all of you will have to come home at some point when Biafra comes. So from this very evening, from here, it could be early morning where you are, you can begin this very wonderful work of mobilizing people together.
Yes, right.
Okay, do that immediately. Do that now. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We must announce also very sadly that our dear sister Juliet Chinyolelum Aneme, who is our South African coordinator, we call her Ada in South Africa, our South African. Some of you will remember the lady that speaks with South African accent that I used to ask her on radio, where are you? I thought that the evil people of Bilie got to her, but that is not the case. She lost her mom after a very protracted illness. The mom had an illness and she died. And we are announcing it that one of our people, our South African coordinator, her name is Juliet Chinyonelum Aneme, that she lost her mother, and that is the reason why she's been in the zoo all this while. That is why she's not been able to communicate with us as normally she would. And she's from Ozubulo. She's from Ozubulu. That is where the burial will be taking place on the 29th. In fact, as I said to her, closer to the time, anybody who is at home will be required to go there and attend to be with her and the family, please. And our hearts go out to her. That is our South African coordinator, the lady with the very distinctive South African accent. If you can remember, a short while ago, not a short, it's been a long time ago anyway, last August or thereabout, a few things happened. She's been nursing her mom, who sadly passed away, and our hearts go out to her. Her name is Juliet Nyinalom Aneme. The mom passed away, and we are trying the best we can to make sure that we ease this very period for her. She, of course, she's coordinating also amazingly from home as well. That is why South Africa has also remained very, very strong. And we are doing the best we can to make sure that her, you know, obviously, that this very trying period for her isn't too stressful. Please accept our deepest and most profound condolence at your loss. Please, dear sister. We have a caller on the line on Skype. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I don't know why they cannot hear me. I don't know why they can't hear me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No.
Oh.
Yes, please go ahead. The caller on Viber, please go ahead.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Emeka, calling from Iguacha in Biafra land.
Yes, Emeka, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you. You are the one who cannot hear me. I can hear you very well.
The line is not clear.
It is very clear coming to us, but maybe you cannot hear me. You are calling us from Iguacha. Iguacha, for those who don't know, is Port Harcourt. That is the name before it was unceremoniously changed to Port Harcourt. Harcourt was the Secretary of State when Frederick Lugard was given the commission to amalgamate the North and the South. And as a token of appreciation to the very commission that was given to him, in order to please the Secretary of State, Harcourt, he named that place after an Englishman. Do we have Port Okereke or Port Okafor in England? Why don't they rename the Liverpool harbor, the port there, Port Madoka or Port Madhabuchi? You see, black people. Black people. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, please.
My name is Chinyere Njireba, the coordinator of Biafra Women in Italy.
Yes, please go ahead.
Director, I want to use this opportunity to inform our women that we'll be having on Tuesday by 9 p.m. And secondly, I want to also speak to Italian Biafra men in Italy that are involved in this struggle, that they should please release their wives to join this struggle too. Most of them, their wives are not registered among us. The each time we have meeting, we are always very, very few. And if they know that they don't want their wife to join, then they can also be paying their wife monthly contributions to us. For those of them who want to come to the aid of their wife by paying, contact us on this number, 3271480999 or 8921234362.
Yes.
Allow their wife to join this drug so that the work can be easier and we can achieve Biafra and go back home.
Yes.
This is all I have to say, sir.
Thank you very much. That is the men in Italy. Please release your women to go and do the work of Chukwu Abiyama. Release your women, please, to go and do the work of God. That was our coordinator calling from Italy. Once again, I announced earlier that Juliet Chinonyolum Aneme, we call her Ada, she is our coordinator in South Africa. The burial of her mother is on the 29th of April. Please, anybody around, she's still coordinating South Africa from the zoo, mind you. Anybody around the Mbele, the compound is her home in Eziora, Ozubolo, in Ekwusigo local government. Closer to the time, we shall announce it again. Anybody who is home, those of us who will be home by then, should please endeavor to go and be with her. She is one of us. She is one of us. Very, very important. The caller on the coordinator's line, can you hear me? If so, you will go ahead to give us your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, my director.
Good evening.
My name is Raf Udochukwu Ndikom.
Yes, Ndikom.
By grace, yes. So grace, also some Biafra here in Russia with my fellow Biafran citizens.
Yes, yes.
Actually, direct, I want to greet all our all our friends, all friends of Biafrans all over the world. They are the people that we owe our gratitude, because these people, that nothing concerns them about Biafra, but only that they have sympathy us, and then they give us all their support. So my thanks go to all of them. Actually, today I was highly depressed when I was listening to Al Jazeera. News today, when they are showing about the progress of Nigeria, saying that very soon Nigeria would be more.
Very soon Nigeria will be more what?
More economic. That very soon Nigeria higher than that of South Africa.
Where did you read this thing? Where did you read this nonsense news? Your line is breaking up. In Al Jazeera. Ndikom, please, you may have to call us back because your line is breaking up. It's not very clear. But we've gotten the gist of what you're saying. Your line wasn't very clear. What they're saying is that the economy of the zoo is picking up. And, dear Lord. I thought that journalists were meant to be objective. Even Nigeria managed to bribe journalists as well. That Al Jazeera and BBC are talking absolute rubbish. Where is it? Who is the Al Jazeera correspondent filing such falsehood that the economy is growing? Which economy is growing? How can the economy grow without electricity, I ask them? How is that possible? Can anybody explain that to me? I don't know what is wrong. They corrupt the entire diplomatic corps. Now they have even bought journalists. That is why Boko Haram can kill you. Nobody will listen. Do you now see why Radio Biafra, that your support of Radio Biafra is more important than your tithes that you pay in the church and your contributions you pay in church? Don't you know that? Do you not know that? In Japan, do they pay tithes? The car you're driving is from there. In China, do they pay tithes to a group of men? No, but every other product you have is from China. In the USA, do they pay tithe? In England, that gave you the Bible, do they pay tithe? The answer is no. Only you pay tithe, and when you die, you also have the bishop will submit his list, the archdeacon will submit his list, and you fulfill all those criteria before they come to bury you, and you still feed them when they come. Isn't that crazy? This is the only thing you can support, and God will bless you. To be honest with you, it's Radio Biafra and what the indigenous people of Biafra are doing. This is the number to call if you want your family back home to receive the satellite digital to go and be listening to Radio Biafra. It's not a question of, oh no, they can't get it. They can get it. They can get it. Yes, they can receive Radio Biafra. All you need to do is to call this number. And they will tell you what to do. They will tell you what to do. Once you call this number, they will tell you what to do. If you are in the zoo itself, if you're in Biafra land, the number to call is 090-9466-5824. Come on Monday, you will put up this number and pin it on Radio Biafra London and every other group. There is no need saying, oh, my parents cannot get it. They can't receive it. No, now they can. On satellite, for that matter. Satellite digital quality. Not I can't buy credit. Only one off. Once it is installed, forever and ever, they will get Radio Biafra on it. Now, this is what you need to do. call this number 090-9466-5824. If you're calling from outside the zoo, if you're calling from outside Biafra land, and you want this, if you want your parents to start listening, receiving Radio Biafra from satellite, digital quality, 24 hours a day, because Uche streams old programs and music at the same time when we are not broadcasting live. We only come live 7 p.m. Biafra time every blessed day. The number to call is +234 90 94 66 5824. And your parents, your uncles, your brothers, your sisters in the village, no matter where they are, they will receive Radio Biafra as well as the whole world. And who knows, one day they may be able to phone in if you give them the telephone to do so. But one thing is certain, when you call Radio Biafra, they will hear your voice. So that way in the villages, nobody can jam satellite. Do you know that? Radio, they can jam if they are clever. Satellite is unjammable. Unless you send up... anyway, Nigeria have no electricity. Talk less of sending up men into outside space. Is that possible? No. That is why we said we are relentless. Relentless means we keep going until we get Biafra. We cannot afford to stop. Nothing can stop us. We are unstoppable. Unstoppable. Our enemies must know that. Unstoppable. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
Hello, Director. This is Onochi again from Ho Chi Minh City.
Yes. Have you inboxed Carol Monday?
Yes, I'm doing that right away. I will do that because I wanted to contribute, make one more contribution.
Go ahead.
For the
Go ahead.
Network. After listening to the news you presented this day, I was burning. I am still burning within me because we're talking and our people are just sitting and listening to start making actions. And what I mean by that is because growing up from that zoo, we no longer believe in just mere talking. Everybody in the zoo only believes in action. So what we need to send an idea. And my idea is, we know that Yoruba people, they do not contribute anything to the so-called One Nigeria. Manage to engage in agricultural thing they are doing. And the only thing everybody knows is this oil allocation. All the governments, all the governors, everybody is relying on it. So what I am saying is, if we can make very defined expense to take us, I am willing to go down there to join my brothers, my Biafran brothers. If we can bomb those oil companies, all of them, we can strategize them from A to Z. Within 3 months, cripple that economy. Let milestone and fire run to that country. Let us what happen. Give me again, man. So what I'm saying is, these people will not understand us if we keep on talking. So let us make this statement and let the world, United Nations, let them begin to see what is happening. Let fire begin. Let us cripple that economy so that this looting, corruption, all these things we cease. That is the contribution. That is my humble contribution, sir.
Yes, and your contribution is welcome. It is well made as well. We are going to start from the known to the unknown. The known is that you are in Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. That means we right. can firmly establish a presence in Vietnam because you are there.
Right.
Outside this program, I will give you a particular man, a man who is highly placed in Vietnam, and you go and meet him. I had a meeting with right. him once, and you go and see him. Make contact with Carol Monday, and we take it on from there. Okay?
Right. Can I have the number, please?
No, I won't give it to you here. If you inbox me, I will give it to you. He's a highly placed man working for the zoo, but he is one of us. I will give you his contact. make contact with Karamonde, inbox him his details, you set up the group in Vietnam, and then you inbox me. Okay? Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We are continuing. We are doing what we do best, and that thing is to bring you news, views, commentaries, and analysis regarding how we are going to get Biafra. It is either we get Biafra or we get Biafra. There is no alternative. Failure is not an option. We are not contemplating failure. We want to do everything within our powers to ensure that Biafra comes in our lifetime. Anything we are doing, however we are doing it, all is geared towards the restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra, with the time now standing at 9:30 in the evening, and also 9:30 in London. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. I know that it is imperative that we try and get hold of Iketuku, who happens to be the Secretary of State for Biafra, to be able to give us some briefings. He said he has something he wanted to report, and we are waiting for him to report it. If you are joining us for the very first time, this is Radio Biafra, live worldwide transmission, because people in Russia are listening to us. People in the USA are listening to us this very moment. People in Canada, people in Nsoka are listening to us. People in Igbocha, which they call Port Harcourt, they are listening to us. People in Warri, they are listening to us. People in Kanu are listening to us, those of them in Maiduguri. It does not matter where you are on this earth. Once you have your satellite receiver, once you have a dish, you point it to 17 degrees east. That's all you need to do. And there you will find Radio Biafra in the stars. And you will be able to hear our voice. And if you are lucky, even your own voice, you will be able to hear it come through. We are waiting, and hopefully when Iketuku gets to us, then we shall be able to bring that very news to you. Once again, please, our lines are open. It is Radio Biafra. We know we are experiencing congestion. We understand that very well. If you're calling us on Viber, the number to call is +44 78 31 3083. That is the number to call if you're calling us on Viber. That is the number to call. The caller on the line, can you hear me? You've come through to us via the coordinator's line. This is Radio Biafra. Can you please? I don't know. These people, they're not listening, are they? Can you speak to me? Yes, go ahead.
Hello, this is Ike Ikechukwu calling from Dubai, the coordinator of UAE.
Okay, you are in, are you in Dubai?
Of course, I am the coordinator of UAE. Call you always. I don't know why there is a people who come from Dubai. You can't ask them to join Biafra in UAE.
Did you hear what I said to them? Were you listening to the program?
Hello?
Did you hear what I told them?
Yes, last two days you was deliberating with Uchenna Onyema, because I sent him some our monthly dues, and you asking him if we have sent did we ask him to take the money I sent to him? I sent to him $500, which he have to remove £200 for our monthly due, and I told him that I will have to complete the remaining of this month of April. I want to send it maybe tomorrow or next tomorrow, okay, of this month. I believe there is no country have sent of this month.
Now,
I paid for this month.
Good.
Listen. And we want to complete it.
Now, you're not listening. You didn't hear what I said to them. I said to them that there has to be confirmation. I know I am not certain of the status of Dubai. That is UAE. I am confused. We have UAE. We have Qatar. We have Dubai. Which one is UAE? Which one is Qatar? Which one is Dubai? These are some of the clarifications.
There is nothing like Dubai. United Arab Emirates is seven Emirates. Dubai is inside it. Abu Dhabi is inside it.
How about Qatar? How about Qatar?
It's a different country.
It's a different country. Now it is
a country called Dubai.
Okay, good. Now it is beginning to make a lot more sense to us. Now, do you all want to be regarded as UAE or to be known as Dubai?
That is UAE. UAE is a country. UAE is a country. Dubai is not a country. Dubai is just a city on it.
Okay. Okay. That is clear. That is very clear. I have told them to make
the
sure that they look.
Full name is United Arab Emirates.
Yes. Yes.
The full name is United Arab Emirates.
I know what UAE means. I understand that. I know what UAE means. Your concern is about the people that called. They are listening to Radio Biafra this very moment.
Yes.
What you need to do, hang on. Listen. Listen to me, my friend.
Anybody that called from here,
are you listening?
You talk about the musicians or calling. I am the one that gave him your number.
Are you listening at all to what I'm saying? Are you listening to me? If you are in Dubai, how come you have not found these people all this while?
But we do have our meeting every 2 weeks.
No, you're not answering my question.
We have done everything. Hello?
You're not answering my question. I said the people that rang earlier, including one that said he's a graduate, he has done this thing before at home and they came over to Dubai. Have you tried to find out why it was impossible for you to reach such people before now?
We have shared all our flyers. We have gone house to house. All the places where we can find Nigerians. How can they tell you on air that they're not aware of this? Which I have sent all the letters to all the communities, even in us. I have dispatched all the letters to them. How can they come on air and tell you, anybody that calls on air from UAE, tell the person to join the Biafra this in the UAE here. We do have our meeting always. And we have a platform which we post all every hour or meetings. And I text to them one by one, all the people that I have all their numbers.
How are they responding at the meeting? Are they coming to the meeting? Is this meeting being held in Dubai? Hang on.
Yeah, we do have our meeting.
Is it in Dubai? Where are you having your meetings? In Dubai?
We have our meeting in two places. We have in Dubai and we have in Sharjah as well.
In two places. The best way to resolve this type of problem is simple. You need to be able to... Who is your PRO? Who updates your Facebook group?
I'm the one updating the Facebook. Our PRO is a junior brother to Uchenna Onyema. He's the same mother with him.
Okay.
Our PRO.
Now listen very carefully to what you need to do. If you want to stop such things from happening in the future, what you need to do is to make sure that your Facebook group is up to date, is up to speed. You will ask those around you, are you on Facebook? You put it inside your flyer. If you are on Facebook, come and join this Facebook group. Many people find
it
easier.
I do that. We have such a platform already.
So are you saying that the people that called... Hang on a second.
More than 300 members there.
Are you saying that the people that called are aware of the existence of a group in Dubai? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, they are aware. There is nobody that will tell me that he is not aware.
You will give us...
The street, they call me Biafra.
Okay. What we need you to do... What I need you to do right now is that they are listening very carefully. We don't want this very issue to arise again. You will give them the number with which they can contact you now on the air. You will give us the number twice so that they can copy it down and get in touch with you if they have not done so already. Go ahead.
My number is plus 971.
Yes. Go ahead.
55 317
yes.
04 17.
I repeat the number. The number to contact if you are in Dubai, if you are in United Arab Emirates and you are listening, you want to be a part of the Biafran family worldwide. We are a global phenomenon. We are not restricted to any geopolitical area. We are across the entire 24 time zones of the world. If you want to become a part of this very family, and this is the number to call, if you are in United Arab Emirates, which I understand includes Dubai as well, this is the number to call. +97 155 31 70 417. I repeat, +97 155 31 70 417. That is the number to call. And also, there is a Facebook group. What is it called? The Facebook group, what's it called? Hello? No, I can't. Maybe we've lost them. We have lost them. I don't know why I can't hear it. Do we have a caller on Skype? Can you hear me on the coordinator's line? What is going on? The caller on the coordinator's line, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, director, I have two numbers to give.
Yes, give another. I was asking you, do you have a Facebook group?
Of course, we have a Biafra
Situation. What is it called? What is it called? My friend, what's
Biafra
it called?
Biafrans in UAE. Biafrans in UAE.
Biafrans in UAE.
Yes.
So that is the place where they can join you on Facebook. Biafrans in UAE.
Yeah, they can join us on Facebook. And I have another number, +971 +971 55 55.
Go ahead.
172 172 172
Yes.
9104 9104.
I repeat, +97 155 172 9104. If the first number doesn't go through, the second number will go through. These are for those in United Arab Emirates. Whatever you are doing before, you must redouble your effort. You must redouble your effort to make sure that everybody who needs or must hear about the activities of Biafrans in the United Arab Emirates, that they do so. Please go ahead and do what you have to do to propagate this very story of our struggle, to make sure that our people understand the need of what we are doing and that they fully participate. Our people want to be a part of this phenomenon. They want to be a part of this family, and we must do the best we can to make sure that we welcome them. We must do the best we can to make sure that they are a part of what we are doing. We have no. Do we have a caller on Skype? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? They are not listening, are they? They are not listening. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No. The lines are jammed once again because of the volume of calls coming in. The calls are too much. They are too much. Let us see if we can try and get hold of Ike Chukwu to make the announcement he said he was prepared or that he was going to make. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, if you are joining us, we are broadcasting, coming to you live and direct from Africa. Wherever you are, please, you must endeavor to tell those around you. Ike Chukwu, can you hear me? Ike Chukwu, can you hear me?
Hello, Director. I heard you.
Yes, go ahead.
I can hear you. Director, can you hear me, please?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead. Loud and clear.
Okay. Good evening to you, good evening to all dear friends and our friends all over the world. I thank you. My name is Ike Chukwu and I'm in Biafra land here. I want to briefly thank one of our brothers from Germany, Chede George Aramalu of Obuluku, if I'm right. He gave us 10 printer, 5 printers and 5 computers.
And, you will say that again. You were in a hurry. You will say this Biafran's name again and what he gave to his country. He gave those printers and computers to Biafra as a country, not to us as individuals. Please go ahead once again.
Yes, go. Thank you very much. Our brother from Germany by name George, Chede George Amalo, called us and gave to Biafra as a country, five computers and five printers. Of course, we are nothing without Biafra. Something that has been settled. Otherwise, I'd be here. I also want to thank our mothers and especially our big mama who came, the mother of our director who came to the meeting the women held, where today. I was the opportunity to be there, and I am happy that our people are now doing things that they ought to have done before now. But there are some issues that I have to point out here. Some of them did not make it because according to the information I received from the Africa Rep, they were in churches. And when I got in from the meeting, I was hearing statements on churches and going to churches. And I want to tell our mothers, wherever they are today, even our fathers and brothers and sisters, especially those back home here, with children scattered all over the world, I want to tell them that children are sleeping.
Yes. Go ahead.
Their children have turned into animals. Their children can't remember themselves again. From my...
There is something I'm struggling to understand. Are you saying that some of the people we expected at the meeting did not turn up because of church? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying, and I want to give them a clear picture of the repercussions of their ignorance. May I go ahead, sir?
Go ahead. Of course you may go ahead. Of course, go ahead. Go ahead. We are listening.
Thank you very much. I said I had two brothers in the apartment where I live in Malaysia. One of them goes by prophet, and from what they have said around, he's been prophesying to people, and many of them have been thanking him. One is a man of God. I think he must have passed out somewhere in the zoo before coming over to Malaysia to face what you never imagined. Before I left, I handed over a transfer to the one called the man of God, and the prophet does the same. The news I heard last week that I've worked on to settle is that the one they call prophet has been running around with court boys trying to kill the one they call man of God. And the reason is because he claims the one they call man of God stole his white woman from him.
They have prophet and they have man of God.
I am telling you, my director. So why are women jumping up and down, and these their children are sending them money? They should cry. Because the white people, the Asians and what have you, they are fed up with us. They want us to return home because we have so much. So when you talk about Christianity, when people talk about Christianity and jump up and down, ignorance is poisonous. Our people have to wake up. If there is any church, any ministry that are pastored in who has one thing or the other against him, let them come out. They don't even need evidence. Let them come out and say what they have against me. But God has a lot against them. It is not the praying or the worshipping of God that has the problem. It is the demons that grew up from the abomination called Nigeria and is affecting our people. That somebody who in Christian way had a call before traveling find himself being beaten up and down because he saw himself in a place he never believed he could dream about. If you are hearing me and you are abroad and you are a so-called prophet, you are a so-called man of God and you are from Biafra land, look towards home. There is no other place that salvation is. There is no other place. Look towards home. Everybody should look towards home. Because in this home, there are varieties of blessings embedded on the soil. The white men know there are so much they have not yet discovered in this place. One of them called apple tree. They come here, I hear it cannot be grown in their place, and they are packing it and taking it home. Even Ose and Suka, they are now buying the whole thing, paying money to plant it, buying the whole thing, packing it and taking it home. It's only to Ose and Suka that it grows that way. these people ought to remove their hands because the earth revolves. That is what they say. If it revolves, it means you must reap what you sow. It is time for Biafra to come, and our people are ready. What I ask all of us, especially in diaspora, is to keep at what you are doing. If you've been doing something good for Biafra, if you've been committed financially towards this, if you've been calling people, if you've been running errands and doing everything it takes for you to stand in for soldiers standing before Biafra, please increase your speed. To those of them who are now listening to us via our satellite in any part of Africa, especially here in Biafra, and please, 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 please allow yourself to receive the truth. There are deceits everywhere in this place. It's terrible. I don't want to get in contact with some people because I don't know where to start from talking to them. So I refrain from meeting some of them because this place stinks. People are lying on the road begging for alms, and under their life resources. May God strike the any leader in Biafra land who thinks he is big enough to even dare to stand us here, let alone trying to oppose us. It is our time to go. Even if he remains one person who will stand for Biafra, Biafra must be restored. It's not dependent on anybody, but we make it easier for us if we bring our heads together. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very much. But before you go, how was the women's meeting today? How did it go? How was it?
It was wonderful.
Okay, that's what we wanted to know. I don't know why other people will not come. I don't know why others will not come.
Those of them who came were those who were touched by the truth. Men have never seen, women have never seen smiling before a tout like me, as some of them in the U.S. would say. I knew I got home.
Who said it right?
I knew I got home.
Yes, our people are very, 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 very strong. And for those who do not know, go ahead.
This Sunday, sorry, Director, this Sunday, the meeting will be holding again because some of them who came were actually heads in their various organizations or commonalities. So I believe this Sunday it's going to be something different. So if you are within the state, if you are anywhere, please, our mothers, do the sacrifice and let the men move ahead.
Of course.
Come to this meeting. It's time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. The meeting was held, and it's a very good thing. They must continue what they are doing. We are formidable. Our women are formidable. And I have always said it, the women of Biafra will get us Biafra. As long as the men continues to prevaricate, the women will come out and do it. And mind you, Igbo men have never actually planned anything in, or you know, in advance before in their lives. Never. It sounds shocking, but it's true. They have never planned anything in advance before. Never. Not one single thing. All the time is our women have been doing the fighting for us. Our women will come out and defend the honor of the men. And we celebrate them for that. That is why the men must leave their women to attend Biafran women's meeting, because their meetings are very silent and very formidable. None of this nonsense and gossiping or backstabbing left, right, and center. They are always focused, and that is why they are strong. After all, they gave birth to us. We should try and behave like our women. They are very, very formidable. We should try and emulate them, try and copy them in what they're doing. For those who are just coming in, this is Radio Biafra. We normally run our program for 3 hours. And I think it is necessary that we have a rerun of the headlines for today so that people can actually see where we are at and why we do what we do. Because a lot of people do not know. Most of them do not know what we are doing. And because of that, it is incumbent upon us to remind them, to remind everybody of why we do what we do. This is Radio Biafra. This is our signature headline today. we are bringing to the attention of everybody. Suicide plague in Nsukka, Enugu State. According to sources, Nsukka has been awash with the news of an 8-year-old girl, Chiemere Asadu, who committed suicide. An 8-year-old girl killed herself in Igbo land. An 8-year-old girl took her own life in Biafra land. An 8-year-old girl decided to die. Do you know the level of abomination? Do you know the amount of evil spirit? Do you know what wrong we have done to lead an 8-year-old girl to kill herself? That girl must be in our conscience. If you have a child or you have children, if you have relatives, if you have brothers and sisters, if you were once an 8-year-old, what would make you to take your own life? Just imagine it. Do you know what that poor child may have gone through? And people still ask us, why do you want Biafra? Is there no end to our suffering? Are we going to suffer forever if you don't want to do anything, but because of the sake of this 8-year-old that took her own life, then face the punishment and the misery of this modern time? Who knows what the family she's staying with may have done to spark her 8 years old to go and take her own life? This is a direct warning from Chukwu Abiama. Because he told you, I will visit iniquity upon your children and children's children if you turn away from me. And we have turned away from him, and we shall seek his face, as they say, because Biafra is more than a political movement. I have said it before. It's either we restore Biafra to the glory of Chukwu Abiama, or we'll go home and sleep. I'm not here to build a country of apostasy. I am not here to build a country modeled on the lies and the deceit of those that brought us the nonsense they call their own religion. We are here to make sure that Biafra has two things that no other people have on this very earth: truth and honesty. That was how our society was fashioned. That is why we are the only people on this earth. Biafrans, by which I mean Igbo people, that is who they are. I would defend it anytime, any day. I've shown you the proof before. So I can refer to it. When I say Igbo, I mean all Biafran people, because you have one common ancestry, provable. I have the map to show it. Even the British recognized it. Those that gave you Nigeria, that today you will die for, those that gave you everything you will die for, they know that that area is made up of Igbo people, and that their name is Biafra because of their heritage, where they are coming from. God is against us, and this Biafra is being built on the twin pillar of truth and honesty. This Biafra will be Ebe Berugo Berenkesi Bebelaga Anwo Fogada Anwo Nkwaga Akwe. We are here to make sure that the will of God is fulfilled, because Uche Chineke Gemerili, the will of God must prevail. It doesn't matter how many of them come after us. After all, our general did say it, that the stones will rise up to fight. Ojukwu should not have chosen the name Biafra, but he did, because he was commanded by the Spirit of God to use that name Biafra. If you ask him why did he use Biafra, he doesn't know. God raised Franco Pigo to proclaim that name Biafra, that it should be used. They didn't know what they were doing, but they were doing the bidding of God. And that is why we are formidable. That is why we are the children of God. Because everything we do, all that we have become, is the glory of God. The barrister joined me only very briefly, and I must go on to bring this program to an end. I must thank each and every person, regardless of your location, regardless if you were able to get through or not, that all of you are my brothers and sisters. As the Oriental Brothers once sang, that is what we must bear in mind. because we are one people, the same destiny, the same outcome, the same philosophy, the same concept of life, the same value system. We are one people and one body under God. Because without God, we're not doing anything. We just don't pray, you see. We pray and we put our prayer into action. Don't kneel down and pray. Ask yourself tonight, how about if my 8-year-old were to take his or her life, how would I feel? We don't want a Biafra where children will kill themselves. We are pleading with Chukwu Abiamah openly, in public. The whole world is listening. Both, everybody, every nationality is listening. And we are calling upon God and saying to him that this punishment is too much. That he's beating our people. Whatever offense, sin we have committed, we have listed it before. You must forgive us of those crimes and those sins we have. We are saying it publicly, not in-house. We are proclaiming it so that the world will hear that we have offended our God, our Creator, the Maker of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of hosts. We have sinned. And we will proclaim the sin once again. Usu caste system, selling our own people into slavery in the Caribbean and in the USA. That is a very capital sin. We have been idolatrous. We've been worshipping graven images given to us by various people. Some we made ourselves, some we borrowed from outsiders. Very, very bad. We cannot continue that way any longer. And lastly, the issue of the shedding of blood on the sacred land. We fell foul of that very edict, thou shalt not kill. We have killed. All these sins we present before you, not for the sake of those that committed it, but for the sake of the promise you made to our ancestors, that once we turn away from our sins and look up to you once again, you will restore our inheritance. We are holding you to the word that you spoke, and because you are God, you do not change. Because the heavens and the earth will pass away before your word will not come to exist. That is why we are holding on very tenaciously. We are asking you to rescue us the same way you rescued us from the hordes of the Islamic army. Because if not for your grace, if not for your mercy, today we would have been Abdullahi. But you said no, that these are your children everywhere else across West Africa. Islam made it to the Atlantic Ocean. But in that very holy land of yours, you said here they will not enter. And they did not come in. We are asking you once again to bring the same mercy that you showed to your children in time gone by, to bring it in our own lifetime, that your name may be glorified forever. That all around the world, they will say indeed, their God, Chukwu Abiamah, rescued them in time of need. That honor and glory will belong to your name everlasting. From generation to generation, we will worship you because you are God. This is Radio Biafra. And here we proclaim, as we do every blessed day, without hesitation, without fear, without prevarication, without retreating, neither are we going to surrender, that this Biafra will talk about is our religion. And on this platform, Radio Biafra is where we worship. Because Chukwu Abiamah is our God. He will guide, sustain, bless, nurture, and keep each and every one of you. And all your 8-year-olds. We don't want them to die. But more importantly, this same God, this same maker of the heavens and the earth, this same name we glorify and eulogize, this same name that we bow before, will bless his own Biafra. Thank you very much, and good night from Africa.
Lord.